This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.
What's up? What's up, party people? You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah. Normally it's Hugh and Doc 2, but it's the remix this week as I'm joined by special guest co-host, my Stiggy himself.
Yeah, baby, that's right. The voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake is back in your eardrums, mother lovers. I'm glad to be here. How you feeling, Sarah, love?
I'm great. I'm so happy to have you here too.
Yeah,
as I've been missing the voice of Chocolate
Velvet Cake. I know it happens, man. I was
gets addictive.
Yeah, I had the crowd. I was like
in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, where were we? Oh, Hoot and Annie on Friday.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and I said to them, look, this is the way I intro'd myself. Listen, you might not know who I am, but I'm the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Yeah, people were like, I said, who likes Chocolate Velvet Cake?
Me.
What? Who likes Chocolate Velvet Cake? Yeah, me. I go, yeah, this is exactly what it would sound like if it was talking to you, my beloved. So
we need to get that chant going. When I say chocolate, you say velvet cake. Chocolate.
Isn't it?
Yes. So, yeah, we're going to have an action-packed show for you right through till 6pm today right here on FUBAR Radio. There's so much to get through in the show, as always. We're going to be doing our regular No They Didn't, because there's all kind of tomfoolery going on out there that needs to be addressed and broken. I know. I'm looking forward to it this week.
We kind of confused the which one to throw in there. Like,
we were spoiled for choice.
Yep.
Ridiculousness. Every week we ask, before that, we have a guest who we're going to be speaking to on the show. Logic MC, man's doing big things out there, so we're going to catch up with him and find out what's been going on his recent trip to the States representing for the UK. And as always, we're going to be asking you what this week has made you guys say, are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss?
You know, because it's like we all need to vent as British people. We got to, like, you know, get certain things off our chest, isn't it? So, you know, this is the platform for you to do that. So make sure you hit us up in the studio at SHD@foodbarradio.com. You can get us on Twitter too @foodbarradio. We love hearing from you, and you know, you can even just send us shout outs or whatever. We want to
whatever
hear your
you
voices
need, man. Whatever you need, whatever you lot need, we got it for you right here. So just make sure you hit us up, mother lovers.
Exactly.
SHD@foodbarradio.com. Or you can tweet @FUBARradio. That's right.
Indeed. And but before all of that, we like to start the show off with some positivity. You know, we start on the positive tip, we end with the negative tip.
We ain't saying fuck everybody.
Yeah, basically. But no, I think there are so many people doing amazing things in the world and it doesn't get enough shine. So that's why I've dedicated this part of the show where we basically send out our big ups.
Big up, big up.
And this week's big up, it has to go... It's not an individual, actually, in this case.
Yeah, you're bigging up a lot of people right now.
Yeah, I'm bigging up about 1 million people right now. Because, this week's big up is all about the Million Man March that happened this last week in Washington, D.C. Now, 20 years ago, which, goodness me, I can't believe it's that long ago already. Anyway, showing my age. We had the Million Man March, which was basically like an introspective call for black men to essentially organize, shape up and do better. Which was put together by Minister Louis Farrakhan, who's the leader of Nation of Islam. And this year was the 20th anniversary. So it was reorganized again. This time it included like people from the LGBT community, indigenous Americans, Hispanics, veterans, and many more, where the idea was just to like get together, examine, discuss, and serve notice on the government and law enforcement authorities that the time has come for justice or else.
Justice or else, mother lovers. I don't even know what that means.
No, justice me neither.
Exactly. Was Bigfoot there saying, look, man, you lot have been hunting me down
you gotta recognize.
For the last 50 years. Just realize and recognize that I was here way before you lot. And you need to respect that or what? What was it? Like, what?
Well, I think at the moment, obviously, there's been loads of like craziness. Well, America's just a crazy place.
Yeah, they sell guns in, you know, their version of frigging Tesco's. Like,
it's mad enough.
Madness. You know, if you can go Sainsbury's and go, let me get that double barrel Two rounds for that. You know what I mean?
And here my next card points.
Yeah. It's already crazy. So
I know.
It's not a surprise, but.
Yeah. So obviously there's been like lots happening with like police issues, and you've had the whole Ferguson things popping off. And this ain't no new set of circumstances for the American experience. But I just thought it was cool that this was like re-highlighted. And it wasn't just something that fizzled into the background of the 90s. At this year's Million Man March, on the 20th anniversary of the first one, Puffy was there. Puffy came through.
Is he doing the Harlem Shake up in there? Yeah,
he was.
He's probably trying to sell his vodka or something. I'm sure he wasn't just like,
he was hawking vodka.
I really want to be here.
Down with the issues.
Looking for the newest young rapper.
In it. And Common was there. Snoop Dogg was there. Jeezy, J. Cole, Dougie Fresh. He was kicking his beatbox. I don't know if he was kicking his beatbox, but he was there. Dave Chappelle was there. Cornel West, who's like that dope activist, like academic dude. Russell Simmons, Jeezy. Oh, I already said him.
Wow.
Yeah, and a million other people too. I don't think it was just black people. I don't even feel like this is a movement that is exclusive to black people anyway. But I think it's important to raise like the awareness of the reality of what is going on in American world. But really, what I thought it needed a big up this week was because there was virtually like no media coverage. I mean, did you see it happening anywhere?
No,
like whether
that
was online or TV?
What I will say though is a lot of people were saying there was not any media coverage, but I wasn't really at home to like watch TV or listen to the radio to find out. But then how did they know there wasn't any media coverage if it was happening at that time?
Well, I was surprised that I hadn't heard that it was going on.
Then it was just like
by accident that I saw some tweet, person tweet or something. And then I was like, what? I just thought that they were showing maybe images from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I haven't heard about this, like I'm down straight, this isn't making the news. So then when I tried to find like just on reputable news outlets, it was like zero coverage.
Serious.
I didn't see nothing. So
it's only after, once everybody's been saying no one's been talking about this, then all of a sudden CNN was like, yo,
even still, like I've struggled to find any links like online to news services. It's only been like hip hop outlets and things that I've seen it on. So I just thought that was a bit bait, really, to be honest.
That's pretty sad, man. You know, it's pretty sad. But, I mean, I'm looking now and I've seen it on the NY Times, CNN, Daily Mail even mentioned it. But
I guess
that's only because everybody's been saying it hasn't been. But I saw loads of tweets and Instagram posts about, you know, this day being so special and that day, you know, it's not being covered on the news. But then at the same time, I was like, yeah, how do you know it isn't? Like, have you checked every single website? Have you checked every,
enough. Yeah,
because I hadn't either, but I believed, I wasn't surprised when I heard it. You know how they are, man.
You know how it is.
Unless we're out there robbing, you know, unless it's
Antoine Dobson.
I bet if it was a riot. Do you know what
like
I mean?
In Walthamstow, yeah, how like, that sits straight yeah, away. That was like all
street,
over
yeah.
the
I
mail.
I bet if it
everything.
Was a riot, we'd have probably heard a lot more about it. But then again, you know, that's the thing, man.
Riot affects other people, innit?
Exactly.
Like, whereas this is like a niche group that's just considered sideline business.
It's a bit worrying because you just think like, wow, you know, so if we keep it peaceful, a million people go there, no trouble at all. There hasn't been reports of any, you know, looting or anything like
it was pure
associated with a million black
vibes.
People in one place.
Yeah. you can't perpetuate these mashed up stereotypes, nice.
I mean, that you know, that's the sad thing. So it doesn't get reported. But if we decided like, all right, let's just, you know,
get
take it back
house.
To, what's riots type thing, I'm sure it'd have been it made a lot more noise. But then, you know,
we would
have
been
have
on
to,
the back foot.
Yeah,
then.
They'd have probably brought like, you know, the special troops out.
They would have just nuked us.
The drones, that's it.
Like, this is
no more Snoop Dogg albums.
Bad boy shut down.
Yeah.
So but it's still, I thought it was worth a
big up.
Yeah.
And on that note as well, I heard some wicked new music.
Give you a true knowledge of yourself and life.
From Mr. Black Twang.
Let's check this out, man.
Yeah, I'll leave this chat now and then I'm going to come back with the info on the back of this track. It's Sarah Maestro on Fubar Radio, shd@fubarradio.com. Hit us up.
Damn right, baby.
He becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Here we go again.
the end of the days, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades, and let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays, I saw the light as the night turned to days. Meditating, getting high off the grade, let's blaze. La 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 la. Let's have the dialogue before they retire us, or before they fire us. Killers like a virus, just like the rioters. We started the fire up, continued to blaze for the old souls who inspired us. But they made a mockery, blatant hypocrisy. Pushes out, call the gentrification of property. Years ago, I foretold it like a prophecy, but instead the prophet is despised amongst his kindred. But there come a time when they'll have to acknowledge me, when the deaf, dumb and blind minds can find a solitary. Robotically, controlled electronically, by the almighty dollar they worship monetary. I did it voluntary for my credibility, but then they tried to discredit my credibility. But my lyrics talk for me, street soldiers fought for me. I'm speaking biblically, lyrically, physically. They knock down my old blocks, turn them into luxury flats. Now I go back to see lost properties. Profit is more important than memories to these charlatans. Yet they keep telling me to join up and be a part of them. But how can I be part of this facade again, when the hardest men sound like the backyardigans with no bars again? Too busy tweeting and partying. Only time I hear something with soul is when my heart's beating. This ain't a game where you just press quit and restart again. Music is life, it's not a press kit and good marketing. It's time to start the trend, address it and bark at them. Get the mind sharp again, I'm blacking out, it's dark again.
At the end of the days, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades, and let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays, I saw the light as the night turned to days. Meditating, getting high off the grade, let's blaze. La 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 la.
Yeah. Hear the voice again, giving people a choice again. Rebel without a pause, about to bring the noise again. I'm the anti-venom for all the poisoning. Last man standing, but I wasn't ever loitering. Nose of these boys are moist, not for them turn feminine. On a hype ting, like they gassed upon adrenaline. Ain't got no balls, swap testosterone for estrogen. Like rule pool, change chromosomes, double X again. Shape shift with triple six sides like a hex again. It's book of them in the last book of the New Testament. That was revelation, this is a revelation. When things become clearer as the twilight draws nearer, look at my reflection in the mirror. I see exactly what's lacked in this new era. I wonder if they're using what's under that new era. Cause everybody's sounding generic like newsletters. Nah, and I'm not bothered who's better. And I don't penny for fame or new cheddar. Can't always be revealed for real, as it was written in the book of life, sealed with seven seals. And some sold skills for swag and fashion, cause they like the passion. But what's cash without the satisfaction when shit is real here? As long as I'm still here, giving you the something you can feel in your bones like leukemia. Listen, let those who have ears hear, and those who don't hear feel when the spirit appears. The vision is clear, like high definition lyrics written in tears. But I ain't crying if you listen.
At the end of the days, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades, and let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays, I saw the light as the night turns to days. Meditating, getting high off the grade, let's blaze. La 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 la.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
Black Twang.
Blaze right there now, boy. I'm setting that right there now.
Yes. That was the mighty Black Twang, Mr. Tony Rotten, the Rottenness. I love that guy.
The legendary.
And you know why I have so much time for Tony? Because it's like the amount of years that he's put work, just graft into this man. He's just got such an ill catalogue. But that track is brand new, taken from the Panathean Sorry, the Pantheon. Sorry.
The Pantheon.
Sorry.
That's all
I'm
right.
not very educated. EP. That join track's called Elevation. And it's produced by Black Male Beats. There's a lot of fire on that EP, man. So over these coming weeks, I'm definitely going to be dropping some more of that for you.
Is it out now?
That's what I was trying to look for, and I'm so sorry that I don't have that information. Honestly, I am a professional at this. And
Twang,
everything.
You better get in touch with
out.
More info.
It is out. So I'm sorry, and you can find the links online. I'm going to tweet that for you later, so check me out, twitter.com/DJ Sarah Love, and we will be sharing all that good info. But right about now, it's that time of the show where we get into some...
Well, oh my God, like no big dinner.
Normally, this is the part where Doc does like a sexy dance for me in the studio, so
oh
feel free to take
like,
up that.
I totally don't have any sexy dances, but I can do this. I can do that. Do you want me to twerk? I can get on this stool right
some
down now and twerk.
Yeah,
if you got
do
a dollar.
A dollar? In, yeah. Bargain. I'm down. I'll owe it to you. I'll hook you up.
I've never heard you sound so excited before.
Sorry.
So.
I'm controlling myself. But yeah, no, they didn't this week. My goodness. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, they didn't, man. You know, this is a. It's weird to hear, but I think we got to put it down to the curse of the Cosby sweater.
Because oh, no, she doesn't even deserve like an easy get out like that, man.
Nah,
because Theo from Cosby Show and Vanessa ain't doing that. Even what's her face? What's the girl, the Lenny Kravitz woman? Lisa Bonet. She ain't doing that stuff,
Lisa
man.
Lisa Bonet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how many times she's heard that, poor lady.
So, yeah, if you haven't guessed by now, we're talking about Raven Simone.
That mess.
Yeah.
She's almost been elevated to like Katie Hopkins status where it's like we shouldn't even say her name anymore. We just call her like.
Yeah. That is,
she's
wow, that's
out of control.
Right there. Damn, that's that was a good
you're
raspberry
impressed.
Right there. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, man. I actually got wind, you know.
I really
feel like I got wind.
That summoned the spirit
that
in you.
It's like when someone yawns and you want to yawn as well. That's how real that raspberry was.
Bower.
So Raven Simone. You know, she's obviously got issues. Like, she's been going on about different things here and there. She's always coming up in the news, and it's always something that's weird. You know, something
yeah,
that
weird.
Makes
it's
you
not-
think like, okay, she's got problems.
She needs
going
help
on. Right now. She's got that whole turkey looking. Well, what would you call it?
No, she's metal? Got like the short back
rooster. She's got some kind of rooster thing going on. You know, the red bit in the middle. Where the
is it red now?
Yeah, it's
is it,
red.
Is it changed colour every week? I don't know.
It's red.
It's like Mohican sort of thing.
Yeah, she's got a red Mohican, so she looks like a rooster. And she's got a kind of birdish features, you know. Some people have that, man. I look like a panther, luckily.
Wow!
Black just, panther.
Yeah, just giving yourself some yeah. props there. No. Okay, so like that. Panthro. Panthro!
Yeah, Panthro, see?
And isn't it so funny how watching the Thundercats back in the day... You blatantly knew Panther was
black.
Black
guy, yeah.
So bait.
Yeah, but what was even weirder was that he was grey. Like, Panthers are black, but in Thundercats, he was grey.
They
great.
Didn't even want to show that much
yeah, they
love.
Were like, yeah. We don't, you know what I mean? We don't want to scare anybody off.
Yeah, so he'll blatantly be black, but we just won't, like...
Which coincides with Raven Simone. You know, Ravens are usually black. Simone... You know, I don't know. That's, yeah.
She's just putting a disgrace to the name Simone, because the first
somehow,
person I think of is Nina Simone.
Yeah,
who's
Nina
like,
Simone.
Couldn't be further on the other end of the spectrum to how this girl's going on. I just think it's so sad. I mean, this isn't the first madness thing that this girl has been
No. This is a girl that said, she said that she did a, what was it? She went to a website where they check, you know, you send in your blood and they check your blood type and then they check your ancestry. So she said, this is like, there's a clip online where she said,
oh God.
Yeah, actually, so I went to blahblahblah.com and, you know, I checked out my ancestry. And actually, I'm from every continent in Africa apart from one. And I'm also from every continent in Europe. Yes, with a serious
incredible.
Face. See how my
dead
face
straight.
Is? Also, yeah, dead straight.
You can't see how serious my
the
straight looks like
the girl who was interviewing her, she didn't click on either. Like, don't you mean country?
Oh my
nothing,
God.
Nothing, and they just carried on like normal. So that's a girl who said something like that, you know, on air, on
the TV show.
TV.
And then, because, yeah, she's one of these co-presenters on this show, The View, It's like Rosie Perez, Whoopi Goldberg. I guess it's the American version of Loose Women,
isn't
it? Loose Women,
yeah, that's what I got from it. It was kind of like an American Loose Women, probably a bit looser as well.
Yeah, a bit looser, a little bit more ignorant.
Yeah, a little bit more loose, you know, you got Whoopi Goldberg out there, come on, blimey, mate.
I'm realising, because she's just said week after week, just mad things that I just keep seeing her pop into the headlines for on the show. And then it makes you think, why are these people hiring this person on this deadweight show?
I think that's why, because it's a deadweight show. There's not, you know, there's always going to be people that have sort of they have their issues where they're not going to be too outspoken, they're a bit worried about this and that, but when you've got a girl that a bit PC,
yeah,
you know, we all know people that are a bit too PC, and I think that they've got her on because she's not, you know, she's probably not all fully there. You've grown up as a child star, you know, majority of child stars just you know,
because she was probably like 5 or something on Cosby Show. Like she
might
was
have been born
teeny.
On Cosby Show. She was really small, man.
The episode giving birth right in the moment. But yeah, I mean, in this last recent line of events involving Raven Simone on The View, she says some pretty out there stuff. Shall I play this clip?
Yeah, just play it, because I'm going to puke up if I try and say it.
No, a new study in the journal Evolution and Human Behavior says Americans make racist assumptions based on people's names. Now, this, of course, made us think about the viral video that listed the 60 most ghetto names. And here are their top 10. My boys.
United States of America, Leekwa, Alahansha, King Kamquisha, Fried Chicken Nisha, Collard Green Equa, Greg Drank Isha, Africa Nisha Nikwa, Kashida, Netanyana Bova Nashria Nikwa Nikolis.
Can we take back racist and say discriminatory? Because I think that's a better word.
Yes, it is a much better
word. That's a better word. And I am very discriminatory against words like the ones that they were saying in those names. I'm not about to hire you if your name is Watermelon Andrea. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to hire you.
No, that's not your fault. King Kong Quisha.
I would be such a beautiful King Kong Quisha, by the way.
Wow.
I don't even know where to start with that one, man. It was like, the names already, they were taking a piss.
That was just like beyond, man, to even
Who's
go to them
be
extents.
King Kong Quisha and Shashisha.
Watermelon.
You know, Watermelon Andrea. So that was a liberty.
That was cold-blooded liberty. But that's even why I'm shocked with Whoopi Goldberg being a co-host. Like, how can you actually sit on a TV show next to this person or next to people saying these things and just let that run?
And let it run. And then after that, so they've done all of that. And it was obviously, okay, they're making a joke of it, but it was like, okay, so these are the sort of names that you think black people have in America. Fair enough. You know, the joke was kind of funny and whatnot. But then when she goes on to say, can we not call it racist and call it, can we go with the word discriminatory?
Yeah, because she's just trying to,
because
like,
I'm like that, but I don't want you to call me racist. Do you get what I mean? But because straight after she said, yeah, because I'm discriminatory, because I'm sorry, I would not hire you if your name was Watermelon Andrea. So she wasn't happy to call herself racist.
She's cool with
calling it discriminatory, because racist has even more of a, like, are you serious kind of term.
Like,
do you know what I mean? Like,
are you for real? For
real?
Because you are black, love. And no, I'm remembering now while she was in the headlines that little while ago, because she did the interview with Oprah, and she was like, "Don't call me black. Don't call me gay.
Don't call me African American.
Yeah,
she said,
like it was offensive to her sort of thing to be
which is
considered
weird.
Of African descent or something.
I don't know.
And then tried to backtrack with, "Well, actually, I'm from every continent in Africa.
Yeah, I mean, from every continent in a continent.
It's like, you obviously need help, darling. And so I just think I'm just troubled. Like you say, you don't even know where to start, because I feel like, does she? Maybe she just needs a hug or something.
I think she needs she probably needs some brain surgery, man. Like, more than a hug. She needs
emergency brain
surgery. Straight up brain surgery. She needs to get, you know, like, I don't even want to sound, you know what I mean?
Discriminatory.
Too discriminatory.
Against her.
She needs to cut off that rooster top that she's got on. That's for
number
sure.
Number one,
anyway.
Cut off the rooster top.
Sort out the rooster top, man. The rooster Mohican is not. You know
number
what I mean?
Two, don't be racist.
Don't be racist. So, I mean, would you call, is she being racist or not? What's the deal with that?
Oh, I mean, she obviously hates herself.
Yeah,
that's how I see it. She hates herself. You're being racist. You're saying discriminatory things about black people and black culture, like, but you're black. you need some help. Even her dad jumped in to apologize for her, saying she just says some crazy stuff sometimes.
See, and I think that's the case. That's why she's even on The View, is that she's going to be there to be the young one that says all this wild shit that it makes everybody else not seem as off key or crazy, you know what I mean?
Off key. But that's why I'm just like, these people, and like the son for hiring that other woman, how they even, like, these people, how they sleep at night? Were they actually piping this stuff into the atmosphere?
They got some $1 million beds. That's how they sleep.
Yeah, they got some serious Tempur mattress. Yeah. Tempur pillow and everything. But I wonder, you know, is there any time where you've done something like that?
That's what we want to ask the public out there, because, you know, we might not want to admit it, just like Raven didn't want to admit she had a racist comment there. Or that she's black, or that she might be half rooster, half whatever the fuck she is. But yeah, what we want to find out from the general public is, when is it okay to judge people on their name or appearance? Because we all do it. Don't, you know what I mean? Don't act like you don't do it. Or you've never done it before. As soon as you know, it might be like Timothy from school, who used to shit himself whenever we did PE. Every time you meet someone,
him from how he smelled.
Every time you meet someone whose name is Timothy, you know what I mean? You get the clothes peg out, put it on your nose right quick because you're worried that, you know.
The trauma from childhood.
The trauma of Timothy from back in the day. Like, there was a guy, I won't say his full name in case he's listening, but his first name was Tony from school. And we used to call him Tony McBogey because he always used to pick his nose. You know what I mean? So every time I meet someone, Tony, I'm like, you might be a nose picker. Let me just hold a tissue
you
here.
You didn't
in
think
case.
That about Twang when you met him, though, did you?
No, well, I didn't know his name was Tony.
Okay,
at first.
So then that doesn't count.
Actually, I did, but I didn't want him to hear that. Nah, joke.
No, but there's blatantly times where it's like, you know, first impressions, you can't get away from like making a first impression on someone in like 20 seconds or something.
We all do it, man. I'll definitely admit that I make first impression. I met so many people in my life, you know, I've got to know them quick. I'm a quick learner. So I'm like, you know, I feel like I could judge someone quite well, and I'm probably right by the end of it. That's why I ain't got no friends. I don't really go out that much.
Exactly. You burnt all the bridges.
Yeah, I burnt all the bridges. It's not always a bad thing. You know, sometimes it's a good thing.
It can save your life.
Yeah, because everybody else might be like, nah, I don't trust that person, just be offered it. And you're like, nah, actually, you know, his name's his name's Jeremy. He's cool, man.
He's all good.
All
We're
Jeremys
down.
Are cool, you know. Isn't and it? You just end up
Corbin.
Yes,
exactly. He's killing it right now. But no, hit us up. What do you guys think? shd@foodbarradio.com is the email. Tweet us @foodbarradio. This is a platform for you guys. I love hearing your opinions and everything. So get in touch and let us know. This mad woman, Raven Simone, she was just straight judging people. Have you ever done the same thing? Is it ever okay to do that?
Yeah, when is it okay to judge people on their name or appearance? You let us know right here, mother lovers.
And in ode to that.
Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky at the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. 9 trips ain't the year's it for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nothing back, and motherfucker, I got 5 on the 20 track. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must-be rock gangster.
What's my motherfucking name? Yeah. It's the bow to the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy yes yo, then Snoop Doggy Dog in the motherfucking house like every day, dropping shit with my nigga Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, niggas can't fuck with this. And niggas can't fuck with that. shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some nuts in the cock. Robbing motherfuckers, then I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, Doggy, Doggy. Hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch it stink. Why? Cause doggies on the gang. My bank clothes on swole. My shit's on hit legit. Now I'm on parole. Stroke. Put the dog pound right behind me and up in your bitch is where you might find me. Playing that G-Bang. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts. Then guess what? He is I and I am him. Slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
Mother loving name. And I, you know, that's the issue I have. Like Nat was just saying, her name is Raven Simone. That's a black name. If someone
in American
came along,
terms, yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah, I guess
or
not.
Or it's like some hippie name.
Yeah.
Or it depends where you are.
It might be a name in Game of Thrones when you think about it. Raven Simone, the King of North. The Queen of the North.
It sounds to me like.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of ravens in there, let me tell you.
Or in Harry Potter.
You got three-eyed ravens, all kind of ravens. But Raven Simone, you're messing up. You know, Barack Obama.
Yeah, so she wouldn't hire him.
She's saying she wouldn't hire Barack. She wouldn't hire
herself.
What's her friend's name that we could never get? Oluwayu. Do you know what I mean?
I doubt their
That's
friends.
A black name. No, our friend.
Oh, our friend. Yeah, I was going to say her and
the actor
friends.
Guy. You know who I'm talking about, man. 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. She wouldn't hire him because that's a black name. Do you know what I mean? It's like, where do you draw the line on this whole?
I know.
Watermelon Drea, though, I kind of understand because, you know, they probably got a butterfly tattoo on their booty.
Well, they're an MC.
Yeah. One of the two.
Yeah.
They have a rap or strip.
There's two categories.
You know, when you're black and American, there's only two.
Mice, we better do something to break down these negative perpetuation stereotypes.
We're going to do a million man march. That's what we're going
to
do.
That's what we need to be doing. No, blatantly, it happens all the time, though. I mean, today, I didn't judge the dude, but when I came around the corner and walked into the Foo Bar studios, there was a guy with, like, his tracksuit bottoms tucked into his socks. But then the socks were, like, pulled up to
That's
the
asking
shins.
For judgment, though. That is asking for judgment.
But it just caught my... I literally came around the corner and then saw him, so I looked him up and down. But then he saw me and was kind of like, oh, is she judging me because I've got my tracky bottoms tucked
you could tell
yeah.
See it there
and it was like I didn't mean to it just
you could tell that
surprise.
He was thinking right is she judging me off of my socks my
yeah
tucked in?
he felt bait
see this is what happens
there's all kinds of circumstances where it can play out in it but we heard from what someone who you're guessing is from up north
we heard from Dealish at Vicky Spongle. She at Foo Bar Radio said, I have issues with people with full face tattoos after nearly being robbed by a man with a green man tattooed face. Hashtag not proud. Well, I can't blame you there, man. I'd be, you know what I mean? If he had a... Is it like a Blue Man Group but Green Man Group tattooed face, or was there actually like a, you know, like don't cross the road until you see the green man tattooed on the face? That's
There's many interpretations to this, isn't there? But I'm wondering how it was nearly robbed.
Like nearly robbed. He probably
Mr. Miyagi like moves and took him out. He probably like, wax off.
Oh shit, there's no bullets in it. All right, you're all right then, love. Yeah, go on, carry on.
Jog on, mate.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, like we're
saying,
traumatic, yes.
I can't blame you. You can't, if you've had an experience that's, you know, traumatized you in somewhat, then that's fair enough. You know, you ain't got no reason to not be judging somebody. You know what I mean?
It's understandable.
Yeah, very understandable.
Yeah, but then there are cases when it's just a straight up liberty.
If you've been through something like that, nearly being robbed, then that's fair enough. Especially with a green man tattooed face. I tell you what, a green man tattooed face, that bloody have me in, that have me shitting me pants as well. Studio judging. So I judge guys wearing snapbacks who wear those silly little man bags. My mind just says, you're a dick. That's from Helen in Orpington.
Helen's a bit milly, man.
Well, I kind of feel like, I feel where she's coming from, man. I don't know about wearing a snapback and a man bag. It's like, make your choice. You know, would you want to be?
Yeah, which side are you playing on?
You can't be straight up on the fence with a man bag and a snapback. But for some reason, these kids are, it's weird, man. They're all walking around with man bags now.
I know. Apparently, like, the men's fashion market has boomed. Like, it's a growing market because it's like suddenly men are discovered, like, they can wear other things than just a suit and tie or jeans.
Look, man, just get a backpack like we always used to do.
Just stick with what we know.
Put it on your back. Don't be walking around. You know what I mean? Where it's like it's that whole thing of like, oh, let me check my purse. Let me check my handbag. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And they're always in tracksuits.
Tucked into the socks.
So, you know what I mean? Where are we going with this? What's with the whole I'm always wearing a tracksuit thing, but I don't do any exercise? You know what I mean?
Comfort.
And then I have a man bag, but I don't wear guy liner. No guy liner, low lipstick. What the hell? You know what I mean?
Make up your mind. Oyster card. But it's the accessory, the just fashion accessory. Bro. Blatantly, we judge people on how they're dressed all the time.
Hey, we can't help it, man. When I see dudes in them ultra, 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 I can see your veins. I can actually see the blood pumping through your calf muscle type jeans. I judge them. I'm like, bruv, that must have took a long time. My wife takes quite a minute, to get her jeans on in mad time. I'm like, right, really? You're going through
that? You've got time
for that. Yeah. Yeah, I can't help it, man. And
I have to, I'm a bit of a sneakerhead. Like, I love trainers, you know? And so I've weaned myself out of judging people on there. I can't help it.
Do you look at the trainers first?
You know what I think what it is with trainers is you can kind of gauge quite a lot about somebody's interest based on their footwear.
Trainers, yeah, I get it. Is that fair? Well, you're right. I mean, look, man.
Like, I know if you're hip-hop, like, by your kicks.
Yeah.
But nowadays, with the modern men's fashion, there's a lot of blurring of the lines, isn't it?
Yeah, blurred lines. You ain't lying about that, boy. There's a lot of blurred lines nowadays. You know, like, I've noticed winkle pickers are back in, like, in a major way. People skateboarding with them shits on. With winkle pickers on.
In Shoreditch.
Yeah.
Sorry, in Dalston now. It ain't even just restricted to Shoreditch.
It's expanding.
It is expanding, and it's even expanding to Stroudgreen Road and Finsbury Park, which broke my heart the other day seeing how bougie it is down there. But anyway,
All of this overlaps
with Are You Taking the Piss?
Yeah, I'm by no means saying there's anything wrong with wearing the tight pants and winkle pickers on the skateboard or the rooster haircut, but you will be judged.
Yeah, that's so there's nothing wrong with it.
Hashtag I will judge you.
Yes. So deal with it. So hit us up in the studio again, shd@foodbarradio.com, twitter.com/foodbarradio. Have you heard this brand new Eric Sermon?
I'm about to hear it now, am I?
Yes, you're about to get schooled. There's so much good new hip-hop that floats around and people never seem to
hear it.
Yeah, and it's just not fair. I'm really feeling this track.
But guess where they get to hear it?
Right here on FUBAR.
A nigga, you knee in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma. But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework with my children. Then I'm back at it, rhyming, beat making this dope
like a habit. These cats got a habit. The MP break down, I'm beating on the tablet. I ain't letting no one breathe, go act fabulous. Yeah. Enough's enough, the stuff y'all releasing. Had to call Method Man up to start beasting. Everybody's scared to speak up. What you afraid of? You don't wanna get beat up? Fuck it, you suck. I said it, ease up. I'm not Tyson, but it hit you or freeze up. Schwarzenegger, I got a cop lady friend who gave me a taser. So I won't go to jail for life for killing a hater. So while I'm in the streets, I'm getting paper. Locking down the blocks, don't fuck around and get shot, homie. Duke, you saw, comforter. These chicks ain't loyal, my homeboy, he humping her. Fuck yeah. I'm the type of nigga your knee in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. That's why I rule, we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. Yo. But we strapped with an automatic. Just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework with my children. Meth.
E, check they persona non grata. Parized in the game, one nada. I guzzle ghost slogger. You still a 40 deep Alibaba. Corner store robber. I feel sorry for your mama. I'm a menace, a monster. Meth lab chemist with the contra, no limit. They only see murder, they ain't in it. Imposters. Pop 1 minute, then they monsters. We get it. Pretending when pop, or it's pop, love pretending. I ain't playing. And the fun ended. Still not a player like Big Pun, no pun intended. We in these tenements, big guns, Second Amendment. It gives you the right to bear one, I recommend it. You timid, here's a middle finger, you finished. This other middle finger's for anybody offended. Them gimmicks, see I spot them just like a blemish. I criticize the image, cause everybody's a critic.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why I rule, we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. Yo. But we strapped with an automatic. Just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework.
Yo, welcome everyone to my thoughts. I carry the hammer like judge in court. The streets have gone wild, right through the cannabis plant. And when I chant every verse, you can actually see the sound cloud. Wow, red man, you done grown up. Grown man, do grown man shit. What you expect? Rap and drug dealing, the same thing. Your shrimp depends on your connects. I was taught well, never wrote a verse sitting in a cell, but I'm cold with it, a little sicker in a cell. Chicks love a nigga, they tripping on a cell. And I tell them my album out, hit me with a cell. My bruh said, when I rap, talk to him. I said, cool, I might as well harpoon him. I got a gun from Xbox and all. Women and stepkids, they got a duck when a step pops. That's why I'm international, trying to turn up and get beat down. This is hip-hop, you wanna walk in my shoes? I'm like, pardon you, I got Jordans on and them a flip-flops.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why I rule, we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. Yo. But we strapped with an automatic. Just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework with my children.
I'm feeling that. It's always such a relief, like, when you hear, you know, I love Eric Sermon. Mm. I love EPMD, you know, like, golden classic jams that still today are killing it, like, for me. And it's always kind of a bit hair-raising when you hear someone like Eric Sermon's got a new tune, because you're like,
and it's banging.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
No, but you get scared before you play it, because you're thinking, is this just going to be like...
Yeah, because he did kind of... There was a couple where it was like, huh? Is this Eric Sermon? But... Yeah, that I'm loving that, man. That sounded banging. And he had Red and Meth back on there, like, spitting.
Yeah.
Saying that, Meth's last album, The Meth Lab, have you heard that?
No, I haven't. Meth Lab is really good, man. I haven't sat down and listened to it. Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. It's really raw. He's got a bunch of new guys from Statalined on there as well. I think some of them are family and whatnot. So he's made sure that he's brought some of that rawness back. Street Life is on there. You know what I'm talking about. It's that Wu-Tang shit y'all motherfuckers might not never know nothing about.
But you see, I think it's interesting too, seeing how there's like so many hip-hop people where they're with their new projects, they're bringing it back to that business. Because there was that kind of period where, you know, they were trying to cash in on the whole R&B thing.
Well, Red was doing the whole sort of auto-tuning, and there was that one album, I think his last album was like, oh,
I still love him so much.
Yeah,
he definitely
man.
Gets the award for the best MTV Cribs ever. Like, no MTV Cribs. Yeah. I don't care if it's Ivana Trump or whoever the hell is ever going to... Obama could go on Cribs and is still not going to top that. Like, that was the illest. That's That is officially keeping it real. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah, and the voice of Chuck Velvet Cake.
Velvet Cake, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, especially the ladies.
Yes,
there's another guy, you know, this is funny as well. I know you guys mentioned it last week, George Osborne.
Speaking of bait people, as we were just talking to Raven Simone.
And hip-hop.
Yeah.
There seems to be a mix here. George Osborne talking about going to see NWA, which was definitely the coolest thing I ever did.
Totally.
I don't even know how he speaks, but he looks like he sounds like this. No, maybe not.
He's just a knob, yeah.
And he's recently said, he tried to add a bit more by saying, George, that he invited Dr. Dre to Downing Street for tea. I don't know how true it is.
This guy is just getting baiter and baiter like every single day.
His
politics is bait. I don't even trust this story. So, this is actually he's put this word out that this happened.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think as well.
Stop begging it, man. Just stop being a big friend.
Hey, and hashtag, I was there. You know, he's trying.
he's trying his best to be down. Next, he's going to be hashtagging the Million Man March.
He looks like the type that will actually write a hashtag.
He doesn't understand the technology yet. Blatant. Oh, no, guy's a scumbag, man. I definitely don't trust that. But yeah, lots of bait behavior going on.
That's weird anyway. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
The fact that I just don't, if Dre was in London as well, I'm sure he'd be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm in London now, motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Get some of this tea right now.
And he's like, oh shit, George Osborne?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't want to hang out with you.
Yeah. He's like, whatever, man. Look at the two pictures as well. Really?
Yeah, I don't
see
them.
Them two are going to be sitting down drinking tea. Get the fuck out of here, there, bro.
George Osborne's calling the police. No. Yes, because we were asking you guys what you made of this, ridiculous story of Raven Simone, this crazy woman. She needs
judgment.
Help, cuddles, brain, lobotomy, something. Haircut, number one in order of priority.
I was like, what is going on here? When I saw the thing flapping around as well. Jesus.
What do you actually call the
Raven? How dare you be named Raven looking like a rooster? It should be
so
Rooster birdie. Simone.
Rooster Simone.
Yeah,
would
mad
she
birdie.
Hire someone called Rooster Simone?
Podgy bird, boy. Anyway.
Yeah. But no, there's blatantly times when we all judge people on first appearances. And it's I try my best not to. I don't want to.
Hey, you know.
And what I meant with understanding how hip hop you are by your kicks.
It doesn't mean
that I'm not interested in people who aren't wearing hip-hop kicks.
Right, and you know the other thing is when dusty looking people we've been there, man, where there's them dusty looking people and you judge them straight away. Next minute you find out that they're one of the best producers in the UK.
Shots fired.
I like the way you took a little minute there but anyway,
we love you all.
We got some
however you look.
We got some more emails that have come in. This one's from Duncan in Tooting. Wagwan Duncan.
What?
Tooting, you know them way there
still.
Well, he says hi guys. Okay, maybe
hi.
He doesn't sound like that. But I'm going to try and do it in a Tooting voice still, because that's how the man them in Tooting roll, yeah? Hi,
back
guys.
In the day.
I would never admit this out loud, yeah? And I know it's
so
awful.
So I'll let the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake do it.
out loud. So I let the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake do it. He didn't write that. I just put that in there myself. And I know it's awful, but I do judge people based on their appearance. Look, Duncan, man.
Real.
Everyone
Preach.
Does it. Everyone does it.
I
Don't
know.
Worry about it, man. Absolute no-nos for me are... He listed them as well. This is how deep Duncan's going. He's
Duncan's
listing them.
He's been waiting for us to ask this question. Yeah,
absolute no-nos for me are men with long hair. Whoa, you might be a bit upset about that one. I'll put in brackets, apart from Hugh. That's another edit.
Yeah.
That's another edit I did.
Yeah.
Men with long hair that have hairbands or bandanas.
Oh, wow, he's getting specific,
yeah,
man.
Snoop Dogg might not be happy with that one right there, boy. I'll tell you that. It's a
George
whole bunch.
Osborne might not appreciate that, man.
Yeah, there's
gunning his people.
Bunch of rasters in Tooting probably hunting you right down now. Flared jeans, period.
Oh!
Wow, so when you got flared jeans on your period, that's kind of hard, but...
That's quite
still.
A specific group and combination.
Okay, he didn't put men before that, so I'm guessing, women on their period wearing flared jeans.
Just anyone.
Yeah, and then tongue piercings. Man don't really check for tongue piercing. But
did he say man don't?
Yeah. But
that's his writing. Okay,
no, he did it. I said that. But I will say, tongue piercings kind of give you, they are clues to tongue piercings, Duncan. So you probably lost out on a lot of, things you could have got. I don't know if I'm allowed
Duncan
to say
Duncan might
this,
have less beef under his bonnet if he was more open-minded to people with tongue
piercings. Right? Yeah, the shit works.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Mike.
Elaborate for me what you mean by that.
Hey,
Share the love.
There's only a few things you could do with your tongue piercing that someone else can really enjoy. I'll leave it at that. I'm sure Duncan's got a good imagination living in Tooting. So
that's a wide variety.
You gotta think about that one there, bruv. Alright, so there's some more here. We got Susie in Clapham. Jeez, Clapham. I ain't got no money on me, Susie. Sorry. Susie says, hello. I'm not a fan of the name Colin. I don't know why. I just know I couldn't date someone called that.
Wow.
Called Colin. Damn.
So what if he ticked every, what's her name?
Susie,
what if he ticked every other box for you?
She probably,
you'd be like, sorry, it's a clincher. Like, you're my ideal look, height, personality, everything, but your name's Colin.
What
Peace.
About Cole?
Yeah, so you can adapt. You can work around
it. You can work around it, Susie. Think
or give
about
him a
this,
hip-hop name. You need to give him a rap name or something.
C. You could call him C something, you know.
C to the L-I-N. Yeah.
Think about it, Susie, man. Obviously, you've got issues with the name, so you got to think about it.
I wonder where this stems from as well.
It's probably from school,
man. Just focusing on Colin. Yeah, I bet there was someone she fancied called Colin at school or something.
You know, someone who fancied her that she hated, or I don't know.
And she just carried this torch through to adulthood.
You know, so I'm wondering it. So if she's, imagine if she's gone out to dinner with a few friends and, you know, there's some like other friends that she don't know, and then this is so and so, and this is Colin.
She's like, get away from me.
Is that what happened, Susie? Let us know.
Yeah, we need further insight. See, it's so curious to me.
Yeah, what have you? What did you end up doing when you met the Colin? That
did you just straight box him out?
Yeah.
We don't condone or promote violence on the show.
Straight elbows.
Just put them in the sleeper. But no, hit us up with more of your shouts, shd@fubarradio.com, twitter.com/fubarradio2.
This is a good one from Erica in West Wickham.
Yeah.
Anyone that wears the croc needs a slap round the face. Judging. Wow, the croc. Slippers, them weird looking with the holes
in them? Rubber. Slip, with the hole rubber. What about kids? So if you saw a kid wearing a croc and you just straight slapping them,
ooh,
that could turn into Walthamstow riots, man. But in the new Walthamstow, the gentrified Walthamstow riots,
the West Wickham riots by Erica.
I think there's probably many people out there who are co-signing your strong
Crocs.
Feelings about Crocs. They galvanise the population.
Crocs and Uggs.
Crocs and
there's
Uggs.
Something about the Uggs. I think it's when they get old and they start leaning, and then you're not
when
even
you're
walking
on the side.
Yeah,
of
you're
the
not even walking on the sole anymore. You're just walking on some like next camel looking piece. Camel
Remix.
Skin. They're camel skin now.
No,
I don't know. But Erica, I don't blame you there. The Crocs. I don't know if they need a slap, but they do need judgment. They deserve
they
to be
judgment.
Judged. Do you know what I mean?
They need that judgment.
Discriminatory is Rooster
Discriminatory. See, there are some circumstances where it's completely reasonable to be discriminatory.
Yeah.
But yes, keep your messages coming through to us. I got to send a shout out to Gleam and the South Coast family. What?
Big up Gleam. Big up Gleam, man. That's my bridge. I'm sure that's Gleam, the MC.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure it is.
But Gleam,
man,
we love you. Keep it locked.
I got the Regin Gleam.
You know, coming up round the corner, we're going to be speaking to the main man, Logic MC.
Yeah.
Big in the game, doing major things. He's literally just arrived back, touchdown in UK soil from
Atlanta,
where there was a massive UK hip hop showcase happening as part of the A3C festival. But we're going to get into all that juice from him in a second. So keep it locked to Fubar Radio and keep your messages coming through to us too. Before that, though, I feel like let's have some Sean Price.
All right, peace to the king.
Yes.
Justice League. Here we go, y'all. Yo. I love selling Knicks at night. Go home to my son, roll a spliff and watch Nick at night.
I loved it when my bitch cooked. Come home to a hot meal, it's not real, the bitch can't cook. I love them bullets I sent you. You know what's up, I'm broke as fuckin' nigga the rent dude. I love my mom's in a drug habit. I love a double jointed bitch up in my Craftmatic. I love snatching niggas, Joseph on the mass transit. I love busting in your mouth, I know you can't stand it. I love it. I love it when you bob your hand to this. At the same time, giving your guard head in the whip. I love it when I'm with wife and you say nothing. Right under her nose, I'm right under your clothes, and I love it. Little slick bitch. I love to get right with the fifth and make your ass buckle. Bong bong. I love mushrooms. I love the puff boom boom. Love living with you though it ain't mushroom. I love when you say my song is corny. At the same time hugging my nuts that God stay horny. I love the flow, dawg, tell me about it, the hoes. I love a raw dawg, tell he's a valid, you know. I love Martin Luther, love Malcolm X. Love Knox Landing, love Falcon Crest. I love wallabies, I love trees just as much as I love collard greens and cheese, bitch, I love it.
Yeah. Love in my heart.
In my heart, y'all.
I'm sure it's enough to make a star.
Street niggas, rude and weak, food is taking lunch meat niggas. Y'all motherfuckers phony, the farmer told me to knock y'all niggas out quick and Tony your father. Show me your dollar, nigga, I show you the llama. The bullet blow, throw holes in your armor. Blam, blam, damn fam, you fucking with the grown ass man. Couldn't picture my life different on Kodak cam. See, I'm on your block in a tow back van. Jumped out with a new gun, hold that fam. Sean Price, past, present, and future. Better late than never, whenever I see you, I shoot you. I love it. Get your guns, nigga. I love it. Don't slap me 5, nigga. I'll slap you 9, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Big tune.
R.I.P.
Aww.
Man.
That was the rest in peace to Sean Price, man.
So hard, man.
That
so
track is Heartburn, taken from Monkey Bars, produced by Ninth Wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was amazing. Like, what I found amazing at that time was just the reaction. Just how it, everyone, you know, it united us all in. It sounds so corny, but honestly, just to see how many different people from different corners of hip hop. Just all we all felt the same sentiment, yeah, where it was, yeah, like, man.
But you couldn't deny that the guy was, he was like the raw, you know. I made a post just saying how he was one of the few artists out there that made me feel like I could say whatever I want, I can rap about whatever I want, and you know, as long as it's me, as long as I'm not faking the funk, then it doesn't matter. Because that dude said whatever he wanted. And he was hilarious as well. Like, you know, it wasn't just
shouting out Knots Landing.
Yeah, yeah, Falcon Crest and shit, yeah, like that. You know, like that's to me, that's hip hop. But at the same time, he wasn't corny. It wasn't like, you know, you hear some dudes now, they're trying to be gangster, or they're trying, you could tell that they're not really.
Well, they're just trying to fit into a mold of what they believe meant to be part of the rap game.
Exactly.
And that's just not what it's about at all. As soon as you're doing that, you're failing.
And he kept it hip hop, but it's still funny, still raw, still, you know what I mean? It was, he didn't feel like he had to rap on a bunch of beats to impress a bunch of people that might not even really know who he is otherwise. Do you know what I mean? He just felt like, I'm doing me, I'm doing what I like to do. Fuck it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Definitely.
And that's how we all understood. Wow, big time, man.
Yeah.
And apparently he's got a whole bunch of material that
I'm sure
is going to be released. He's got like an album with Little Fame of MOP. He's got like other albums and EPs and whatnot that he wanted. You know, it's so sad, man. It's really sad to see someone like that gone.
We did a tribute show to Sean Price. We spoke to like Evil D, Pharaoh Monch, like a whole gang of cats. So definitely check back to the podcast on iTunes via the FUBAR Radio website and get involved in that. And actually, we did a show, Deal Reel, the official Deal Reel, that is. yeah. we did the Deal Reel show with Smith and Wesson, and that was also like a Sean P tribute show. And I heard you were there, but you were like outside.
Yeah, I came about like probably I came at the end of it, I'll admit. I came about 2 minutes before it done. I got to the door and then I see Twang, Shorty Blitz, Big Ted,
everyone,
K9 walking down, and I was like, oh no, don't tell me I'm in. And they're like, what, you just got here? I was like, yeah.
No, that's why it's funny. It's like, oh, we can see my sticky up there and everything. Yeah, I was I didn't even see you. You're hiding in the corner not saying hello to me. What's wrong with you, man?
Shorty was like, Yeah. Just act like you were there. Just act like you were there, man.
I'll keep it going too. I've got your back.
That was funny, actually,
that was the last place that I saw our main guest who is on the line right now. Logic, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Logic MC.
Let's see.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. How are you? You got jet lag?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, but I'm there still. Yeah.
When did you arrive? Did you say you arrived literally this morning from in the UK?
I literally got back to Birmingham 7 a.m. this morning.
Serious?
Oh my gosh.
7 a.m.
That's horrific. That's horrific.
Yeah, we had an exciting flight.
How long was the flight?
Chicago. We had to go from Chicago, New York.
Yeah, that's like about a 9-hour flight.
Well, you went from Atlanta to Chicago, then to New York, and then here.
Yeah, it's one of those flights.
Well, then to Birmingham, I'm saying here. Like, are you in London yet?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm back in London now.
Are you like delirious with jet lag? Are we going to be able to trick you into saying things that you don't really want to say?
No, that's not me.
It's unsensitive anyway. You're good.
Yeah, no, it's all good. But yes, because I saw a few weeks ago that this A3C festival, which everyone needs to know more about, is like a dope thing that has been on my radar for many years now. Is like, really, it's a massive get together for the hip hop community and just showcasing what is going on in the underground up, you know, in hip hop. So for this year, for me to see that they were doing a special UK showcase, I was just like, go on.
Yeah, that's heavy, man. That is really, really like, that's the sort of thing that we need, really, because I think we've done as much as we can here in terms of letting people know that we're here to stay. Now it's just a case of growing and getting above
spreading
the surface,
the
you know, like different artists getting themselves above the surface. But in terms of like on a worldwide scale, I think there's still a lot that we need to do. You know, I don't think that people are touring enough in Europe, let alone America.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So you were out there, yo.
Sorry, you were out there as part of the UK showcase.
Well, you better have been.
So
no, it was blessed. It was a perfect little melting pot for where you can meet up artists from all over the States, really. And we met people from Toronto, Detroit, New York, from all over the United States, and everyone just comes together and networks, basically. A lot of the people you meet ain't even part of the actual festival, you know?
Oh, serious?
They just come with the sole purpose of meeting people.
The sole power. And what other UK cats went out there with you?
T.Y., the General.
Nice.
Just out there. He was kind of holding everyone together still.
Oh, wicked.
Ty and Business were there.
That's in Billy Business. Cool. And then Amy True was out there too, is that right?
Yeah, my sister Amy True came out.
Sick.
We had a big female MC from Birmingham, Caddy.
Yeah, who I'm not up on.
Caddy's kind of on the underground coming up, but she's a big artist, so she'll look out for us still. Malik was there, MD7.
Oh, marched out with Malik.
Yeah, we had a good little collective out there still. We haven't really all worked together per se in the UK, but we all have a relationship already, so we found it easy to get on out there, you know.
But
Atlanta itself, it's kind of it's a very deep place, a very spiritual place. You can feel the history of the ancestors there when you're just walking around. You can feel it.
Yeah.
The people, when you're talking to the people that live there.
It's a soulful place.
it's a very soulful place. You don't really see a lot of people that are not black.
I know. It's like going back to the motherland.
It's really a beautiful thing where people all kind of look out for each other and you can feel that energy there.
But that is also the trippy thing about when you go to the States, how segregated it is, voluntarily segregated it still is. Yeah. Obviously, it harks back to, you know, the origins of these areas. It's more planned out, isn't it? But yeah, you definitely, you're parts of town where you'll only see white people and parts of town where it's like only black people. But how did the showcase come together, the UK? Like, was there someone organising it and headhunted like a handful of cats, or was it just you all took yourselves out there?
No, basically, there was Miss C. Brown from Birmingham, the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
She reached out to myself, Ty. We started to get looking into getting funding, raising money for the whole trip. So it was basically Miss C. Brown started the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless
and,
her.
And we all kind of came together and made it happen, basically.
And yeah. She is a dope DJ. I've rocked with her at the Four Pillars party.
She's a very big DJ.
Yeah, so I got a lot of time for her, man. And she's really putting the work in to do events in the UK as well. So looking forward to what's going to be next for her. And how did the actual showcase go then?
The showcase went well, you know. We got a good reception. There was a couple of big roles. Me and Amy Chu dropped our new single, which is quite political because we're talking about the use of the N-word within hip-hop.
Oh, how did that go down?
Yeah, it was kind of a good place to sample it,
yeah.
You know? And we played a visual as well in the background, so it was even more powerful.
It's interesting, isn't it, how, like, obviously our hip-hop is an American art form, which, you know, has travelled the world, so we've all kind of taken on board the mannerisms of hip-hop, isn't it? But then it's like that word, something which I feel is that's not part of like our British vocabulary.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not needed. Yeah, that's exactly what it is ultimately. Yeah. In America, the people, the history, it stems a lot deeper for them over there, where they have a relationship with that word, so to speak. Over in the UK, we don't really have a relationship. The only relationship we could have with it is being called it by racist people in Bermondsey, we can't.
Sorry, did you say in Bermondsey specifically?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm South London.
okay, so yeah, keeping it local. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Millwall grounds. But
damn.
Yeah, ultimately, that's the only place we will have heard it apart from
on music,
hip hop music. Yeah. You know, so ultimately, for us to use it, it's we're just imitating what we're seeing.
So do you think that because like it's also in film as well, so it's you know, like I was talking
film
to someone
plays a big part of it.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about this the other day where they don't really, it's almost like there's the powers that be allow for it to be
promoted.
The sort of word that it is, promoted. If they really cared, just the same way, like if they really cared about gun crime and whatnot, they wouldn't allow rappers to talk about guns and
of course.
Well, they changed the law about guns.
But yeah. I mean, you know, regardless of the law, it's like the
media.
You
have
paid. That be wouldn't sign it, wouldn't push it, push that agenda ultimately. But yeah, they do. You know, they do. They don't push. You couldn't come out as a rapper talking about paedophilia.
Yeah,
it's not gonna run.
Exactly.
You know, but if you come out,
you can say anything. It's true when you think about, and hence, Rooster Cuckoo. Simone girl, like she
you can just get away with
but it's true, you're like, it's so much more allowed to just like pass water under the bridge sort of thing.
Look at that white boy that came out a little while ago. Slim Jesus.
You know what? I never even clicked on that because I was like, just clicking on these things is how this stuff becomes something and gives it status. And it's like, I don't want to even contribute that.
Nah,
and it's the
right.
Same with all these nonsense videos, like that Taylor Swift Africa video. Obviously, I wanted to see it because it sounded like ridiculous. She's done some song called Africa, and it's like the video is set in like colonial times and set in Africa in the desert and all stuff, but there's no black people in the video, so it's just a bunch of white people watching in the video. Yeah, and then she was just trying to say, no, I wasn't being discriminatory kind of thing, I was just trying to capture the essence of a certain time. And it's like, look, love, you're putting out some ideas there,
man,
which are not reflecting the truth and the harrowing truth, you know, that European colonization is part of, kind of thing. And so I think, yeah, so that's why I wanted to see the video, but I'm not going to click on it because I don't want to contribute towards that nonsense and elevating these people higher. I'd rather give those clicks to Black Twang and his new EP, go and pick that up, and the T-Logic single. NC. Yeah.
When's, when is that dropping, by the way? When's your single dropping? This
the free nigga single. I think we've basically got we've got the visuals dropping. I think it's the 23rd of this month, you know, the single.
Okay.
I gotta check it, but the visuals dropping within the next couple of weeks.
Is it like pushing an album? Is it
basically me and I got an EP with Amy True that we're working on, House Free, House Field or Free. Entitled
Going In.
See,
yeah, look out for that one. There's a lot of knowledge in
there
still. And yeah, no, definitely like send all of the music to us. I want to play a tune right now for the people to hear from you. This one is called Essence. Yeah, we look forward to getting to play some of that Amy True. But I want you to hold on the line because we've got another question for you on the back of this.
We got a few more questions, bro.
All right, I'm here. Bless
I hope
you.
The jet lag ain't kicked in too much.
The delirium.
Can I go up below with you right now? I'm good.
Let's move on. I think we need to bring this back. Stop giving lessons for who the artists who think they really know how to rap. Forgot about the essence, how it started. I think we need to bring this back.
You see, I wanna shout out the pioneers, Scheming Big P, DJ Skits and Rodney P, Bionic, Skinny Man and Roots Maneuver and Black Twang, London Posse, A Million Dan, Jonesy D, and Pesky, Maestro, Rebel MC, Blade and Hijack, MCD, For Life, Cypher and Task Force, I salute you and every pioneer that helps us to come through. See, I salute you for making this possible, you paved the way for us and for that, we owe a lot to you. See, I was born in 82, I researched the history of hip-hop before I read Sun Tzu. Cool Herc was the originator. First it was the DJ break, so rapping comes later. I like anything, it gets corrupted by the pay. The minute that it got signed to the major, but I carry the essence by my line, man, I'll never lose it. Hip-hop lyrics for the music, it's a culture, a way of life. It's like I pray when I write, fam, I worship it day and night. Our Father, bless my microphone. Real hip-hop, it starts at home. You see, home is where the heart is. So leave my heart alone to rot it. Don't let me stop.
About the essence, how it started. I think we need to bring this back. Stop giving lessons for all the artists who think they really know how to rap. Forgot about the essence, how it started. I think we need to bring this back. Stop giving lessons for all the artists who think they really know how to rap.
Listen, I wanna shout out the breakers. Put a mat in the pavement and start dancing for no papers. Shout out the DJs, the real DJs. We don't need a playlist of CDJs. Shout the graffiti writers from Cousins to Steez and anyone who writes where they please. Shout out the listeners, the ones who never got led astray because they knew what our mission was. See, I am hip-hop as long as I remain me. New school, big cake, say hello key. English, Frank, righteous, my whole team. Akala, Black the Ripper, Pro Green, Muslim, Bilal, Iron Braids, Big Frizz, DJ Snuff, the Big Stick, No Lay, Maverick, Saber, a Lady Knight, K-Coke, Jay Souls and Genesis alike. Fam, the list goes on and 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 on. And with the talent that we got, please tell me, where do we go wrong? See, maybe it's because we don't remember clearly where we're coming from. Google search every person's name that I said from the start of the song. Cause right now the game is strong, so I know say we're gonna live long.
About the essence, how it started. I think we need to bring this back. Stop giving lessons for all the artists who think they really know how to rap. Forgot about the essence, how it started. I think we need to bring this back. Stop giving lessons for all the artists who think they really know how to rap. Forgot about the essence. I think we need to bring this back. Forgot about the essence. I think we need to bring this back.
Ah, sheesh.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
Bangers.
Oh, I like that.
Go on, Logic, boy.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, man. So what? How was you? You know, how was like the accent and all that received out there in terms of like the music and whatnot? How did it feel?
Boy, it's a beautiful thing still. They love that. You gotta talk as loud as you can wherever you go, you know. Yeah. Where's your accent from, you know?
They're like, I love your accent. Is it?
Yeah.
No, and it's properly like, because you think we're exposed to American accents all the time. So we're used to hearing, like, even deep South country accents, New York, Boston, whatever. But for them, they hear the Queen, like, what, once every 10 years or something? And they... they're not familiar with all the accents from the ends. You know?
So was it a lot of, like, oh, I didn't know there were black people out there like that, or all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we had the London, South London, myself. We had Amy True that holds down the Cotton Fed.
Yeah.
And we got Malik and holding down the Brummies. So, all the accents, really, and True, they were confused.
Serious.
They were confused. Yeah, they didn't.
That's hilarious.
Oh, one joke.
But in terms of the music, how was that received? Did it feel like, right, we need to be out here more, or
100%, brother, 100%. It's like, ultimately, we stand out a lot over there, you know.
Serious.
That one fact. And obviously, if we're good at what we do, we can put words together well.
Yeah.
That's it's appreciated wherever you go around the world, really and truly.
Had you been out there before to America at all?
I haven't been to Atlanta. Yeah, I've been to America a few times, but
so you
Atlanta's
knew.
Kind of,
so you kind of had an idea of what it might be like, how people might receive it.
Yeah, but I don't like, Atlanta's not really the same as anywhere else in America I've been to. Very cultured. It's very like, it's the place where we're supposed to go back to. Obviously, Martin Luther King started there. A lot of historical things happened there, you know. So when you go there, not even just as black people, I wouldn't even say it's a race thing. It's just the energy,
culture
of the people. You meet, you're just thinking, okay, you lot are together. You lot aren't, there's no separatism between the people, you know?
Serious.
I think also, though, being at the A3C festival, like, that's a very much unity kind of experience in it. Mm. So it's like there's going to be a lot of that energy. Because, I mean, like, times when I've been to Atlanta, it has the same kind of problems and diseases as many other American cities.
Diseases.
Yeah, but
you need to wear a condom anywhere you go, Sarah. Even the women are wearing condoms out there. That's right.
Was okay, like that didn't did like go, bring me across in the right way.
Speaking of condoms, did you go Magic City?
No, we didn't go.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Why haven't you answered me before I even got the whole question out?
He's ready with the defense.
I knew what you were going to say, Carl. We were supposed to go, innit? I'm not going to lie.
It was packed into the schedule.
Ty was trying to take us still.
Yeah, I knew Ty would be tight. Don't get fooled by all them incense sticks burning around Ty, boy. Don't get fooled by them.
All the neck champa.
Don't get fooled by them leather African medallions, man.
You know what I'm saying? Don't play with business either. Don't play with Billy's business. He's done.
Oh, well, hey, okay, let me just not say.
How long were you out there for? Was it like a week or?
Yeah, we're only there for a week still. Not enough time, really and truly.
See, I had a made time somehow, boy.
A week,
can
you do it?
I saw it up close till 4 in the morning or something, man. You could have squeezed a couple hours in.
Just a taxi ride away.
It's a bit expensive still, and I won't lie.
Oh, so you looked into the menu and everything.
We just heard. You know, you just told you things.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised though, innit? It's champagne rooms and all that. Yeah, you probably.
Yeah, it's all that.
We're still UK hip hop, man. Let's keep it real.
You really took the true UK hip hop experience, like, out there. But who else did you see out there, like American hip hop acts? Did you see any other shows or anything?
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I don't really follow these Americans now. I'll listen to more UK nowadays. But I did. We caught Beanie Siegel come out. He was a bit tired, I won't lie.
Is it?
Yeah, but I mean,
He dropped the classics still.
He actually had a show there. He wasn't just hanging around.
No, he had a show with Cameron. Cameron came out.
Is it? Killer Cam?
Yeah, Killer Cam.
Wow. I can't say that on paper, if I saw that, I'd be like, oh my God, I need to make it to that gig.
I would have gone to see Siegel. I've always been a Siegel fan.
That's what I'm saying. I went to see Siegel still. Yeah, I'm not a Cameron, Jimmy Bam, Billy Bam. I'm not really into all that kind of
I got a Ruby Doobie. I'm a Scooby Doobie.
Scooby
Doobie.
I won't lie, he did bust it up still. He did.
Yeah. He's got hits, man. So it's not surprising. Yeah.
I know War Media had a whole showcase out there with like Gene Grey, Denorm Porter, who's like the
air producer. I missed so much things. I missed Stick. Stick done a little workshop as well.
Serious? From Dead Press, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw Pete Rock. Pete Rock was rocking in the street. He shut it down.
What, DJing?
He shut it down. No pun intended. But no, we had Pete Rock on the show a little while back as well. So that's another reason to dig into those podcasts and peep the show. That's the thing with like A3C. That's why it's so dope that they do it, because really it is just the get together and just people, you know, that's how we make things happen.
So the idea of the what would you call it, like a convention or festival, is it like a kind of how can I be down, like a sort of meet and greet?
I think they label it as a festival, but there's so many different events happening, whether that's live shows or there's panel discussions or, parties or, you know, kind of thing, but it's all hip hop, mother lover.
Yeah, I think like what they call a festival is a bit different from what we call a festival. It's like the biscuit thing, isn't it?
I think, yeah, there's no biscuit.
Did you have any biscuits out there?
Biscuit?
Oh, yeah, biscuits. Yeah, them
scones. Man.
They're not biscuits.
Oh, yeah. It's another
scones
language.
No reason. Everybody says it. Like, yeah. What they call biscuit, they call them cookies. What we call biscuits, they call cookies. And then
what they call chips.
Yeah,
we call crisps. Okay. But no, it is a different language. We're separated by a common language.
Sound like you had fun out there, man.
That is very cool.
100%. I recommend it for everyone, man.
That's ill. Well, hey, maybe next year my Stiggy and Sarah Love will be taking the FUBAR showcase to.
We need to keep these things going, man.
Yeah, seriously.
We
got
to bring Logic as well. He knows his way around. You know?
He knows the menu at Magic City.
I'm a local, man. I got that gear, I know how to get, man.
You didn't drink the water out there, though, did you?
I got damn water. I ain't drinking no water, man.
Because I heard the water gives you movies.
Is that what it does?
Yeah, apparently it gives men breasts. Probably, the water in Atlanta.
I doubt that's restricted to Atlanta. Well, yeah, you get anything down there. But no, what are the links, though, Logic, that people need to look out for if they maybe this is the first time they're hearing you and they want to find more? Like, do the whole plug, like, spread your info.
All right, my plug stuff. If you're on all social networks, I'm at Logic Army, LogicArmy. Mm-hmm. I've got a new release on iTunes, 33, came out a couple months ago. But yeah, apart from that, all my visuals you can check out on Global Faction.
Wicked.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, they're doing heavy. So they've done the latest video, the one that's coming out.
They done the Free Nigga track, yeah.
Sick.
Well, make sure you keep us posted with music too, because you know we want to keep playing that good stuff for you. And every week on this show, we have a very, very important point of the show is we ask the listeners what in this last week has made them say, are you taking the piss? Because, you know, there's plenty that, like, you buck up on. Just like I saw the dude with his tracksuit bottoms tucked into the socks pulled up to his calves kind of thing. You know, that's kind of taking the piss a little bit. Like, no, I wasn't judging
crack
him.
Crackhead Steve, up the road, mate.
But, no, you know, so I'm just wondering, like, was there anything in Atlanta maybe that you bucked up on where you just like, yeah, that was just straight taking the piss?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of sights in Atlanta, I won't lie. You see strippers walking through the mall and them things there.
What? Wow. Bareback? Just with the thong on?
They may as well be.
And they got the clear heels with the goldfish in the heel. Is that what you were seeing out there?
That's retro. No. No, it's a beautiful thing out there still, definitely. There's a lot of beautiful people. And it's definitely, it's like the new New York, I'd say. A lot of, that's what they refer it as out there. They say this is the place where everyone's coming now. It's not, people aren't so much going to New York. Everything's in Atlanta, you know?
Yeah, no, there's definitely like a whole scene bubbling up down there. I got to send the shout out to Senor Chaos Jazz, Daz IQ, who's been out there for a while.
Daz IQ, yeah, we linked up for Daz.
Oh, you saw Daz?
Yeah, we saw
that.
Yeah,
that's
good people, man.
Yes. Yeah, man. I've known that guy since I was very young, man. He's seen come up. Yeah. I've known him for a very long time.
Like pre-official deal real.
Pre all of you mother
lovers. Pre-chocolate velvet cake.
Nah, for real, yeah. Probably pre-puberty, man. I don't even think my voice had dropped by then. Nah, just probably from about 15, 16 or something like that. I've known him since.
Yeah. Daz is good people.
Really dope producer as well. And he's been living out there for a while. He got married and stuff. And domesticated, so
yeah, domesticated is how I put it, but that's what happens, isn't it? It's accidental, but it does happen. Okay, so not really anything that was taken.
Just an observation.
Yeah, just an observation.
Right, that sounds like taking a piss, man. Strippers walking through the mall with the booty out, with the butterfly, one wing on one booty, one wing on the other. Come on, man.
Are you
you're elaborating now, flapping by yourself, making up stuff, standing up for the voice for the strippers in the mall.
Yeah, you know, someone's got to speak up for them.
Defend them. Defend
their
status.
They are good people. They're good people, man.
Definitely. Yeah, I hear would that. Never say anything other than that. Definitely, straight face. No, but it's so lovely to talk to you, and I'm so proud of all you guys going out there and repping for us at the festival. And, you know, hopefully this is the first of many more to come.
It sounds like it was the right crew to bust open the door, so I'm glad to hear that. Big up Miss C Brown, TY, Amy True,
Caddy.
Malik, jeez, man.
I know, it's a strong crowd, nice cross section. Yeah, exactly. So, no, looking forward to seeing more from all of you guys as well. Keep it locked to Food Bar Radio right now. Hit us up in the studio. Now is the time. shd@foodbarradio.com. Send us your things this week that you need to like get off your chest, vent, that really made you say,
are you taking a piss?
Because we're going to be getting into that good stuff very soon. And we've got Maestro's friend coming through to the studio as well, who he's going to help us out with that.
Well, he's not really my friend, but yeah, Dave
you tolerate him. You tolerate him.
Whatever, mate. You know what I mean?
You need to bunch him up with Rooster Simone or whatever.
Blair thinks he's me. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
It's worrying. No, but thanks so much, Logic. It's wicked to see you, and hope to catch you sometime soon.
Yeah, man. Rest up. Enjoy the Ziggy.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you should come out this Friday at Jazz Cafe. Myself, Shorty Blitz, Mr. Thing, we're all going to be rocking. It's going to be very cool, and I'm rolling with about 30 fine women.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes, so
that sounds good.
Tick. Okay. Yeah, so Logic will be there. Right? And Logic, are you, this isn't on behalf of me.
Just a friend is asking.
Yeah.
Literally, I can vouch for it. It is a friend asking.
Okay.
So, Logic, are you single?
I am indeed.
Well, we may have someone to introduce to you on Friday.
Yes, one of these mighty fine ladies.
You know what I mean? When the slow jabs come on, you know what I mean? We've got a partner for you to dance with. She's trying to act like she ain't listening now. Yeah. But,
It's all professional. No, but I'm going to, I'll forward all the relevant information so we can adequately troll you online to satisfactory levels in time for Friday. No, but I have to say, I did introduce my sister to her husband, and they've been married 14 years now. Come on, that's a good rep.
Go on, yeah, Cupid. Check Cupid over here.
Don't call me Sarah Love for nothing all of a sudden. So yes, Friday night, see you at Jazz Cafe then, yeah?
Yeah, text me the details.
Okay. Wish you that.
Bless up, Logic.
Speak
man.
To you soon.
Good chatting to you, brother.
Yes,
man.
Bless.
Yeah, so something.
That's funny. Too funny, man. Logic.
That's how we
man.
Roll.
Don't forget, follow him on Twitter @LogicArmy, you mother lovers.
It's Food Bar. Send us your Are You Taking the Piss recommendations to shd@foodbarradio.com.
I'm trying to tough you up. Yeah. Can't let you hustle with us. Y'all ain't struggled enough. Nah. I've been cuddled too much. Maybe mother too much. So the pearl of giving out loans is a couple of bucks. Had a couple of scuffs. I ain't saying I'm punk digging. I ain't cursing the rhyme, but I wrote it in cursive. Hope the boss is born, but with the purpose. Sit there pro nothing. The soda come with the purchase. Gotta be a building. Hashtag we still
wake. Corn, no relation to chef, though, but still train.
My young and tell them it's still.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
They rub and tell them again.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Lab with the poles, you slide down. I'm in the basement counting faces. Drunk on a slouch, counting spaces. Jerry to my kneecaps, breeze stacks, whores and sleet stacks. HSP see me getting G packs. Hammering bones, and stones in them. The voice is olive green. Three doors, I'm on and bring my booms on. Boomers on. Points like unicorns, filming in uniforms. What you wanna do with me? Just shoot me homes. Yeah, half mic, half night. Hand, we got grip. Got monkeys out here ready to flip. We pull a stunt, grab knots, still scops up. Just for vengeance. Thank you for killing that real shit in the dinner spot. Glowing like blonde hair, probably with it. Be rolling. Let's catch a check, y'all. Bring the bras here until the sun burn out. Ain't nobody eating. We on your block now. Glock up the call.
We set up in the building. Hashtag we still wake. Quan, no relation to chef though, but still train.
My youngin' tell him it's still.
Tang is for the.
ain't a chef though, but still train.
My youngin' tell him to step.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
They want to tell him again.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Method Man, the purple tape. See, bear hip-hop out
man.
There.
These lot ain't playing around. I don't even like when people say they're bringing it back. It's just coming back. You know what I mean? We're not bringing it back anywhere. It's coming right in your face.
Pow!
Yeah, that was a bit weird, wasn't it? Pause for sure. Yeah,
but that's the amount of enthusiasm and passion. Yeah.
And excitement.
Yes.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Double pause that's going along with it. You're locked into the sounds of myself, Sarah, and my Stiggy here taking care of you on FUBAR Radio. We are... about to get into some Are You Taking the Piss? Really, that's the part of the show where we give you a lot of platform to vent about just anything that just really made you think that's a total liberty and, you know, it's just completely...
Are you taking the piss?
That exactly. You've seen in this last week. I mean, I often arrive at the studio with, like, a list as long as my arm of things, like, ranging from all sorts. So, you know, it's the open
Sarah
floor
Sarah has some
for
very
you.
Long arms, by the way.
Very long. Knuckles dragging on the floor and everything. So, you know, now I want to hear from you guys. And I love just getting that insight into the FUBAR Radio listeners, like, yeah. How you guys... minds tick and everything. But yeah, I do have to shout out a few parties happening this week too. Definitely come through to Jazz Cafe Friday, and on Saturday at Birthdays in Hackney, Stretch and Bobbito, there's going to be an after party for the screening of their film, which is called Radio That Changed Lives. I'm going through to see that screening on Thursday. Cannot wait. It's nice. All about their legendary days at 89 Tech 9 WKCR Radio, where, I mean, too many people. It's more a case of who's career did not start there, and they said it adds up something like 100 million albums sold of all the artists that showcased there for the
legendary
first time.
Show, man.
I mean, Biggie when he was like 16 or something like that, Jay-Z, Big L, Battles, like it's just incredible. And the film is really, really dope, I'm hearing. So at the moment they're on tour promoting that, and they arrive in London this week and partying on Saturday at Birthdays, so nice. Join in the fun for that. But yeah, speaking of Logic and the rest of the crew just getting back from the States. So you must have heard about Kanye saying he was going to run for president, right?
You know what? I didn't even know that, but even if I did hear it, I wouldn't even have thought he was being serious. I'd have just thought, yeah, he's got an album on the way soon. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you're on it, aren't you? You're not just a pretty face.
I've been investigating this shit.
Yeah, like, you had the magnifying glass.
Every time, even, you know, it just seems like now that's the best way to get some form of promo, PR, advertisement, is just to say the dumbest shit or something to make people think you're dumb. Do you know what I mean? But it's pretty smart that he's saying that. And what's even funnier is Obama's response to it.
Yeah, let's hear what Obama said, because I'm just even surprised that he's taken the time out of his busy schedule dealing with Guantanamo Bay and things like that to respond to Kanye. But yeah, Kanye said he was going to run for president, and this is Obama's reaction.
Spent a lot of time dealing with some strange characters who behave like they're on a reality TV show. So you've got to be cool with that. Love you too. Second. This is a second important tip. Saying that you have a beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. That's what's known as off message in politics. You can't say something like that. There are a lot of people who've lost their congressional seats saying things like that. You don't do that. That's number two. And number three. Do you really think that this country is going to elect a black guy from the South Side of Chicago with a funny name to be president of the United States? That is crazy.
Oh, he's like,
that was discriminatory of him, right?
That
there
was,
wasn't
discriminatory.
It? That was a bit bloody discriminatory, wasn't it, Obama?
Look at both Obama and Osborne, like, begging for the hip-hop vote, innit? We need to just pit them against each other in the battle.
I mean, look, man, Obama did that. Let's be real here. That whole thing with him and Jay-Z and Beyonce, do you remember that? There was a whole campaign where it was like he got Jay-Z involved, and then got the black vote, got, like, you know, hip-hop to vote, basically, or hip-hop pop culture.
Because he wasn't down enough, so he was like, okay, who's the most down person
I
know?
He did it, man, and he did it, and then he ended up being president, you know? Like, at first, people weren't happy, but I think now, you know, majority of people are like, you know what, he wasn't that bad, or he isn't that bad. He's done quite a bit, and he had a vision, or he's got a vision that's beyond just what everybody else was doing. That, yeah. So that little clip there was a response that he had, giving Kanye some tips on
the 10 rap commandments.
Yeah,
he was hitting him with the rap commandments.
Yeah, he was hitting
he's
him
like,
with
number
that.
One.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting that, you know, for one, that he was even addressing Kanye on a realistic tip. But two, I guess the fact that most of it was jokes probably meant he was taking a piss.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah.
Are you taking a piss?
Kanye was like, are you taking a piss?
Yeah, isn't it? Kanye's going to be tweeting the joke.
Pretty cool, though. It's pretty cool that, you know, the thing is that he's probably giving it even more of a push now.
That's what's annoying. He's promoting, encouraging this. No, you know what? I know for people who have worked with Kanye, they say he's surrounded by a lot of yes people. And so that's why I hear what you're saying, how he blatantly just says things because he knows it's going to get attention. But I think there's times where he truly believes his own hype. Don't believe the hype.
I guess, but I can't see. Look, man, if he becomes president, that's it, man.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Imagine. Like, think about it. Like, it's
that's
just going to be
terrifying.
Yeah, and it's I want the White House to be black. He really will make the White House black. Like, Obama did the rainbow White House, but Kanye, he'll go there. He'll probably Louis Vuitton. We're gonna put Louis Vuitton prints on here, on the White House.
And the Kardashians in the White House.
Oh, my dang.
That's terrifying.
Don't even talk
that
like
is,
that.
That's
man.
More terrifying than Trump.
Don't even talk like that.
And
don't
think it then
like that.
It'll be Kanye West and Jeremy Corbyn.
Doing a song with Paul McCartney.
In it. I could see that record coming out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was kind of taking the piss.
That was hilarious, though.
It was hilarious and taking the piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I think I'm trying to think which part was most taking the piss. Probably Kanye just suggesting that he'll be president. So yeah, we want to know now, guys. It's time for you to hit us up. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio too with your suggestions for this week's Are You Taking the Piss? I have to say, I mean, I've got one more tune, think it's how you were talking about bringing it back and you don't want it to be called Bringing It Back.
Coming In Your Face.
No, that's the tune they play at Magic City.
Oh, yeah,
it's a different song. Yeah, that's a different show, Mice. Yeah, to save that to the show later.
Yeah. After Watershed show.
Yeah. But,
like we give a fuck about Watershed on FUBAR Radio, you bitch ass motherfucker.
But something that I have to say. Really, every time this happens, and this is just an ongoing thing, I don't really use Facebook.
Oh.
But anytime I go onto Facebook, I see Fastbook. Something there. Fastbook, as I called it in the email to you. Yeah, Fastbook is people inviting me to play Candy Crush.
What is Candy Crush? Anyway?
Are you taking a piss?
I don't care what it is. I don't even know what it is. I see people, I think it's that thing where it's like coloured squares. That wasn't Rachel. And then you, but you got to like match it up and then they explode or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't. That sounds like.
But you know, it's like for
Tetris
anyone.
Tetris on acid or something.
Basically, yeah. That's what it is. Tetris on acid, which actually, that sounds pretty good. Maybe I
wouldn't mind trying that.
You see, these people have just been trying to share the love with me and I've been like blocking them. Yeah. Oh, the other one actually, well, just Facebook in general is just.
Yeah, for me, just in general, I feel like Facebook is always.
Are you taking the piss?
Because.
They just need to rename it areyoutakingthepiss.com.
Yeah. Because you know,
book.com.
What I don't get, and I've probably mentioned it before, but what I don't get is the whole. Oh, this is really shit. Check it out.
Oh, this is the most harrowing, fucked up, traumatic thing I've ever seen. Yeah, please, you have a look too. I want to disturb your life.
Or, you know, oh, this tune's really, really shit. Look how many views it's got. Check it out. It's like, bruv, you're sharing the stuff. So
you're part of the problem.
Yeah, what do you expect, man?
Please stop. But no, the Candy Crush is like anybody who knows me. I mean, you must see the kind of thing that I post. I'm not promoting something like Candy Crush. So why are you inviting me to play Candy Crush?
You know what I mean?
Let's just put a stop to that now. And the stop to the poking thing.
Yeah, the
which
poking thing.
That just
thing,
needs to kinda, be called pause.
That is kind of weird, yeah. When I get poked by like the mandem.
By mystery mandem.
You know what I mean? I'm like, bruv, why are you poking me so much, man? Do you know what I mean? This ain't fucking, what the hell's going on
this
here?
This ain't Magic City.
Yeah.
You know? Why are you poking, man?
This ain't Magic City, man.
It is pretty scary. So now's the time, straight after this tune, we're going to get into, your Are You Taking the Piss? I cannot wait to hear this week.
There's a whole bunch
never fail
through,
to like excite me. They ain't playing around. So while we prepare these, keep it locked right here to FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah, and my Stiggy. Straight after this, it's time are you taking the piss?
Ooh,
hit us up.
Sounds a rhyme in that one.
Yo, for all you sugar coated shit talking pickpockets, I'm with Juggernaut in the lab knocking up a quick rocket. And you can put an odd sock in it. I retro the game up in 6 seconds, clocking it. Irrational, fear of the moment. Let the pen squirt serotonin. Blow him away and pay condolences. A family man whose best friend used to be loneliness. Rap selling like Fabergé eggs when I don't exist. Pegasus, revenge, decapitate Perseus. And stitch it back on, cause I hate being merciless. Paramount picture, catch a blister when I smack you with the very first transistor. You need a generator. You just dropped 6 points and got relegated. My album's like Happy Birthday, 10 times belated. Never been hated. If I did, I never heard it. The ringing in my ears, cause people saying I'm perfect. You can call me vain, but like L'Oreal, I'm worth it. Google my name every day when I'm surfing on the tinternet. My old life is a piece of cake. Sorry I left you waiting like your visa at your pizza place. Some seek to be great, others seek the fame. Watch that, a bunch of strangers speaking your name. Thou shalt not take Score's name in vain, cause I'm bringing it back, spontaneous from the brain.
That's why I'm bringing it back, that's why I'm flinging a rap like I'm swinging an axe. That's why I'm bringing it back, that's why I'm flinging a track like I'm swinging a bat.
Yo, working out the code of life, Carl Froch, Cobra Bite, leave you with the light, stone cold on a sober night. Catch a flush like Pacquiao and Hatton. We're blowing up like Lord Mountbatten. Bounce out the maze with a four-wheel lawnmower. Your time's up like the last day hornblower. Earthquakes everywhere, Noah's Ark, Ellie Hansen with the life jacket, plus a whistle and a prayer. Life a pie, survive the storm, now I'm here. My enemy is gravity, my friend is my armchair. And on my beard I got one grey ear. But on the beat, I'm a blowtorch to rain ears. Never stick to a particular plan. I knock the igloo at your wigwam like I got 6 hands. Time to pitch it back up and make it windproof. Easy on the ears like David Blunkett with a Kindle.
That's why I'm bringing it back, that's why I'm flinging a rap like I'm swinging an axe. That's why I'm bringing it back, that's why I'm flinging a track like I'm swinging a bat.
No arguing, I'm on my holidays, stop quarrelling. Or catch a fat lip like collagen. You threw a couple jabs but didn't follow up. Think you Danny Dyer, alright with your collars up. And if you got the right feed then we collaborate. Step out of line then I have to recalibrate. I placed all the bets down in Bangladesh. Money guaranteed, I fixed the fight with a family threat. Heavy drum banger set. Put the contracts in Sanskrit. Bring it to your door like a pamphlet. Now we got the crowd flipping like pancakes. Tore around the landscape, shitting like bran flakes. Underneath a shy mystic, living off a past rep. You haven't had your first bath yet. I'll let it go quicker than you ever know. The plots of men thickens and I see, but it'll never show.
That's why I'm bringing it back, that's why I'm flinging a rap like I'm swinging an axe. That's why I'm bringing it back, that's why I'm flinging a track like I'm swinging a bat.
I love that guy.
Scorzilla.
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 North of the board. I'm so terrible with
North
lyrics.
Of the border. You get me?
You
from
get
nuts,
me?
You get me?
You get me?
Yeah, I love that accent, man.
I love it too. And I just love those guys so much. Scorsese has always been one of them MCs where, without a doubt, he's like one of my favourites.
Prolific.
Yeah, to be come out of the UK. So, yeah, you never know. Maybe next year at A3C, we'll see him up there doing it. Spitting that fire.
You might have seen him in that film, Le Donc and Scorsese.
Yeah, Scorsese.
Really funny film, man. Hilarious, man.
Oh, I love all of those guys, but yeah, you know what, it's the time just flies on this show every week, especially
is that him over there? Oh gosh
okay, so I think it's safer really mice at this part of the show.
Look, man, let me just read this out for Stan in Andover. I don't want to leave you out because this is hilarious. He was talking about the George Osborne thing. He's like, never mind 9/11, that man is a joke. What's next? David Cameron has a pedicure with Flavor Flav. I bet Dre don't even drink tea. I bet he don't either.
I bet he don't.
Maybe iced tea, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's how we roll in LA.
Hell yeah.
Isn't it? Look, I got to be out because I don't, you know what I mean? When we're talking about me, if I'm me and this dude in the same room, I look at the size of my forehead and the size of his forehead and all I think is,
are you taking a piss?
So I'm going to leave the room and let him do all this.
I think that is best.
That's all right.
So we'll catch you later, mice, anyway. It's been nice seeing you, isn't it?
Thanks a lot, you guys, man.
But maybe you'll have time to just pop in quickly and say bye, probably, at the end. All right. Damn, getting aggy already and everything. Yeah. So yeah, we have to join. Our friend straight out of Romford.
Wait, producer, can I get a cuppa in? Yeah, nice bit of tea. You know what I mean?
Vera.
Yeah, 25 minutes is up. Every 25 minutes, I need a cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, how's it going, Sarah? What's the point of having that dude, that bloke in here? Because, do you know what I mean? Like, he don't really...
You just want to replace him permanently.
He hasn't got a personality like me. That's all I'm going to say, yeah?
Look, that's between you guys. I don't want to get involved in any, like, major forehead beef.
I don't
want to
be,
beef.
Like, discriminatory or nothing like that, but I'll just let you know now that you probably want me in here more than you want him in there. Just
the
letting you know, just putting
you
it out there.
Hiring Raven Smoke, Rooster Simone.
Yeah, whatever. He's not that funny either. Like, he's just got a big forehead, isn't he? Thinks he's like Panfro. Yeah, whatever, anyway.
But no, welcome to the show, Dave. Like, how was your journey getting here?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I was in the A33, do you know what I mean? I took a left down the old Brompton Road, then got up to Zebra Crossing, took a right, saw the missus, dropped off the kids by the missus. Then I went over to the CAF, you know what I mean? Ordered myself all-day breakfast. Of course, I got standard sausages, eggs, beans, bacon, tomatoes, chips, you know what I mean? Two slices of toast, some fried bread as well.
Fried bread, chip
sandwich.
Ash
browns. Yeah, got some mushrooms in there as well. So, yeah.
I think I might
go for something to eat after. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're up for it,
oh,
go and get some fish and chips
tempting.
Or something like that. Do you know what I mean? I might treat you.
It's like, oh.
Treat you to some fish and chips.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Portion of chips.
My romantic horizons are broadening.
Do you know what I mean?
Possibly, hooking up logic. And now, yeah, Dave the Spade live in the studio because right now it's time for.
Are you taking the piss?
So, yeah. Dave.
So,
roll them out. We've heard from lots of people.
It seems like you've got a lot of. It's a lot of people.
A lot of vexation.
Yeah. Look at this one. All right, Gary from Croydon. Gary from Croydon says, my cat is pissing me off. She always needs letting out, in and out of the ass, and thinks she's Miss Fancy Pants. Bloody cat. I don't blame you, mate. Sometimes pussy can really put you off. Especially when you got to let it in and out so much.
Are you taking the piss?
Oh, dear.
Tom in next.
Is that the cat vexation person or is that a different person?
No, this is Tom in next.
Cats, we just need to rename cats to...
Are you taking the piss?
Because everything they do just takes the piss.
Are you taking the puss?
Are you taking the puss?
What about that?
New section just dedicated to cats.
Gary and Croydon, you're a winner, mate. Thanks a lot for that one. So, Tom in next. This is what he says. Oi, oi. Yep, I love that.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. You know what I mean? On the building site, that's all we call each other. Oi, oi. Sometimes we get a bit discriminatory in who exactly we are calling oi, oi. But it don't matter as long as you answer straight away. So, Tom says, I'm right annoyed about the new traffic lights. He says that. I'm right annoyed.
I'm right annoyed.
I know. People always like talk to me about, I don't speak proper English, like, yeah?
Yeah.
But to me, that sounds perfect.
That's
you know
poetry
what I mean?
In motion.
Tom knows exactly what he's on about. He said, oi, oi. Then he said, I'm right annoyed.
I'm loving it.
He's right annoyed about the new traffic lights near my ass that don't make a noise anymore when the green man pops on. Oi, that pisses me off as well,
mate.
Are
you taking the piss?
I can't ever tell when it's time to cross the road, he said. That's, oi.
That is discriminatory.
Yeah, you don't want to have to look at a green man or a red man. You just want to know. You want to be able to read your morning paper, fucking Sunday Sport.
Text.
And just walk across the road as soon as you hear that beeping. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
live
I know
on
it's,
the edge.
What if you're blind?
Like, that's a liberty.
It's supposed to be for blind people.
That is taking the piss.
Do you know what I mean? But we've evolved.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've evolved into like, we now listen to that noise and we know when to cross as well.
Yeah.
Not just blind people. Do you know what I mean? Because
exactly.
If it was just blind people,
we could
that
just
would be like
let that pass.
Proper
yeah.
discriminatory. Like, how's it only for blind people? Like, noises like that.
Yeah, that's
it's gotta
not
be
fair.
For everybody.
It's discriminating against all of us.
Blind, black, do you know what I mean?
Women,
tall,
gay.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you're gay, do you know what I mean? You could cross the road.
You deserve to hear the sound when you're crossing the road.
Right.
That does take
I love
place.
Tom, I love you, mate. You've got to go out for a couple pints, a couple lines maybe next week. Anyway, Sandy in Feltham. I'm so pissed about running out of Cheerios and I can't be asked to go to the shop.
Are you taking the piss?
So which part of that is taking the piss? That you can't be bothered to go to the shop?
Yeah, probably.
Something you want. I'm feeling there's some stoner vibes attached with this. Look, because what time is it? It's like 10 to 6 and you're craving the Cheerios.
Yeah, I don't blame you though, Sandy. Because you know what I mean?
It's addictive.
Yeah,
man.
Cheerios are very addictive.
That 20 spoons of sugar in one bowl is definitely a high.
And anyone who says you should only have breakfast in the morning is taking a piss. Why? My local CAF does all day breakfast all fucking night, mate. Do you know what I mean? 2 a.m, go down local CAF, have a pint, get some brekkie.
Exactly, standard. No, that is a liberty when you're craving something, you run out of it.
It's taking the piss, mate.
It is taking the piss.
Anyway, Pete in Wiltshire. I want a donut, but the baker is shut.
So are you taking the piss?
Do you know what I mean? That's proper taking the piss. Like, bakers should be open all day. Look, imagine how much money you'd make if your local baker was like your local McDonald's.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You could get a donut anytime you wanted. You could get a croissant anytime you wanted.
Croissant.
That's what you call them, isn't it?
Yeah,
a croissant. Yeah. Is it a croissant?
Croissant.
I don't know. Like, but
you
yeah.
tell me, Dave. You told me off last time I corrected your pronunciation or something.
Pete is right, though. Getting yourself right. a croissant 2 a.m. Do you know what I mean? That's only fair, right?
Dunkin' That's only civilised.
Yeah.
That's
Why do I civilized? Want to go to a Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme's driving, when I could just go down my local cafe and get myself a bun and cheese? Do you know what I mean?
Bun and cheese!
Are you taking the piss?
Bun and cheese. Oh, it's a while since... Now I'm craving bun and cheese.
Yeah, see?
There's enough people listening to know what we're talking about when we're saying bun and cheese as well. But right. yeah...
Pixie, it's a Pixie. I'm guessing that's like either a really young bloke or a woman's name, yeah?
Or a black name?
Could be a black name, but
according
you
to
know
Raven
what I mean?
Simone.
Don't want to be discriminatory like she was, yeah? My work colleague that I sit next to and needs to brush his fucking teeth so I don't smell his stinky breath. Oh, wait.
Are you taking the piss?
I tell you what.
Are you taking the piss?
Wait, that sounds like my mate Pete, yeah?
Are you taking the piss?
Wait, when we're on the building site, he's always got his crack out, yeah? He don't really wipe his ass properly either.
Oh,
yeah, he's
no.
always stinking of shit. Jesus Christ, mate. Oi, Pixie, I can feel your pain, love.
Yeah, no, Pixie.
Or mate, whatever you are, do you know what I mean?
No, that's... But when you're... It's like you're not even that close to someone, but you can smell their breath. That's terror.
Used to be like that in school, innit? With the teachers, like...
Yeah, they're at the end of the classroom.
Yeah,
the end of the classroom.
Fucking hell. All the way over there by the black... the coloured board? What do you call it now? The chalkboard.
The chalkboard.
Right? Because you don't want to be discriminatory. It's a chalkboard, no. yeah? All the way over there. I can smell it from all the way over there, mate. Do you know what I mean?
That's lethal. That's toxic, man.
I tell you
so
what.
Sorry, what's the whiteboard meant to be called now?
The
Sharpie board?
I think you're right saying whiteboard, innit? That's not you don't
That's
get in
not
trouble
discriminatory,
for that.
Yeah.
Are you taking the piss?
Oh dear.
Right. So Sophia. Oh, Sophia, look, I feel her pain. Look, listen to this.
Sophia.
Celebrities doing adverts and promoting shitty tea detoxes on Instagram is pissing me off. Also, the ones that just Instagram or tweet pictures of them working out. It makes me sad.
Are you taking the piss?
Poor Sophia.
Makes sad. She's
Guess
so sad.
Guess what she's doing? Sophia eating a pack of hobnobs. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Poor Sophia.
Hey, Sophia, I'll tell you where you're messing up. You're supposed to have Jaffa cakes, love, yeah? If you're going to be at home, especially sitting on a settee, looking at Instagram and reading tweets, you should be eating a pack of hobnobs, love.
Okay, right. So take that bit of information and fly.
You should be in a pack of Jaffa cakes.
No, no, but it is. But I'm not on Instagram. I'm like the last person on earth not on Instagram.
Oh,
so
Christ.
I see that, and this
you
is exactly the reasons that I'm not on Instagram because I don't need all that flooded into my universe.
You don't know what you're missing out on, love. Like,
no, but also now is what Instagram's owned by Facebook, which I think.
Are you taking the piss?
Is it?
Yeah, and then the way they use your what you do on your phone, like sharing your contacts, tracking your phone. Anyway, that's the Sarah Love tangent, which is.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I thought you was going to start talking
David.
About aliens right there. Bloody hell.
David Icke.
Not another yeah. one, are ya? Anyway, so. The next one says, I sneezed on the train and let out an awful squeaky fart. I am mortified. My body is taking a piss. All right. An embarrassed commuter on a train. Jesus
I like
Christ,
the anonymous
mate.
Signature. He's not revealing any more
Jesus
of his identity.
Jesus Christ, mate.
That's a but mortified,
Sounds
you know,
like
to
me
use
gran.
The word much.
Oh, my gran used to do that. She used to cough and fart at the same time. I didn't know when it was coming out. We didn't know what was going on, mate. Jesus Christ.
But to use the word mortified.
Mortified.
I like that. And that does kind of... So I'm wondering, what did you just...
He's mortified.
And ride the rest of the journey. Did
you know what
you
I mean? Imagine what
the
person
stop.
Sitting next to him must feel
they
like.
Were
Jesus
terrified.
Christ, mate. I hope you said sorry.
You know he didn't say sorry. You know he didn't say sorry.
I've got some tricks you can use.
I'm sorry.
Farting
yeah.
on the train.
Oh, really?
The yeah.
Spread the knowledge.
You can just fart in the chair, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's pretty deep. It's pretty technical as well. Takes a few
years of training.
Yeah.
That's like Jedi training.
Put your knees together and fart in. As long as it's a fabric chair, you're all right. Do you know what I mean?
What? So, and on in wherever you was?
Yeah, the embarrassed commuter. You got to learn to fart in the chair.
It's all about technique, Daniel.
It's all about
son.
Technique, mate. Daniel. Squeeze. Don't clench too much because obviously, you know what I mean? That could be, could lead to other things there. But try and fart in a chair, mate. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, farting on the train.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
Taylor. Oh, mate. Sad at work. Paul Taylor. I need a night out and lots of wine. This week is taking a piss. Oh, Paul Taylor. She's obviously had a bit of a bad week. Do you know what I mean? Like, even though it's only Tuesday, I don't know how you work that out.
Best of luck, man. It was Tuesday, sorry. Taylor, it's only Tuesday. You've got to hang in there strong. There's a lot more days to go.
Give it till Thursday and then work it out from there, mate. You know what I mean? You've still got a couple of days to go. So, unless you need it's probably a good excuse just to get a bit of wine in, yeah? Do you know what I mean? You can blame it on the week, even though it's just started. So,
But it is a good excuse to use just for more drinking.
Very
even though
excuse.
We're not encouraging alcoholism or anything like that.
Oh, of course
either.
Not. Of course not. Not unless you're going to get me a pint. Do you know what I mean, mate?
Yeah, then it's all good.
Yeah, mate. Unless I'm involved, then you probably don't want to be drinking because drinking games just aren't that much fun when Dave the Spade ain't around there.
Straight out of Romford,
mate.
Sorry.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know where Compton is. Taylor. I don't really deal with all that stuff. Like, do you know what I mean?
Romford is leave the place that to George Osborne.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's on that gangster tip.
So, poor Taylor.
Taylor, best of luck, man. Just hang in there. It's going to be all good.
You'll be all right, mate.
You'll be all right.
Lisa in Hampton asks, why is it Lilt not available in winter?
I didn't even know. I don't drink fizzy drinks.
That is
so
quite discriminatory,
that.
Isn't it? If that ain't a fucking racist thing right there, not having Lilt in winter. Is that like, what was that old film like with all the coloured blokes in the snow?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
All coloured blokes in the snow.
Cool running.
Exactly. Are you implying, Lisa, that it's a bit of a cool running situation right there?
No, or maybe it's just, black people just need to stay indoors in the winter, innit?
Yeah, well, what I think, Lisa, is maybe you need to expand your shopping horizons.
You need to venture into the ethnic section of the supermarket. There you will find a wide range of seasoning.
I tell you what, mate, wait. I love the ethnic section, me. You know what I mean?
Do.
Like the world section.
I love the
Jewish section as well. Do you know what I mean? Hey.
That's where cooking gets interesting.
It's lovely, mate.
But if you're a Lilt fan, I didn't even know. That is kind of.
Are you taking the piss?
If they just cut that off, like.
I don't know, mate. I think Lisa just needs to expand it. Do you know what I mean?
She needs to learn about supermarkets.
The local. Obviously, the local might have ran out, Lisa. If you go in Tesco's or Sainsbury's, Asda's, any of them bullshit ass fucking supermarkets, I'm sure you'll have some.
Coconut water. Get involved with coconut water.
Yeah, you got to be careful with coconut water though. A lot of it is, you know what I mean. Well, it's not really coconuts, is it? It's not all coconuts. Do you know what I mean?
No, sometimes it's just not kosher.
It ain't all kosher. Sometimes it's just like really, really runny milk.
Yeah, it's true.
So you got to be careful with a bit of sugar in
there. Water.
Yeah, sometimes it's fucking Lilt, mate.
It is. Yeah. It's just a Russian roulette.
Hey,
but
life goes on. Yeah. Lisa in Hampton, life goes on. Don't worry about it. Hopefully, somebody would have heard your calling. All right, love? You get a Lilt in the winter anytime you want. You'll be having Christmas dinner with a Lilt. That'll be all right, innit?
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. This one is titled Pissing.
Are you taking the piss?
I'm feeling there's some fire in the belly with this one.
Already. Hello, Tiger.
Hello mate. Rawr, that. No, it's Panther. It's the lion and the panther in the studio.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I kind of look a bit like a panther, but fuck him anyway. Yeah. So, hello, Tiger. I'd love a mulled wine, but no pubs seem to sell them yet. WTF. What does that mean when people put a W and a T and an F next to each other? So it don't look like a word.
I know you know, Dave.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's from Sponge in Sunbury.
Listen. Are you taking the piss?
I know exactly what you're talking
They're
about.
They're already
Sponge.
Selling the mince pies.
Hey,
I've been enjoying the mince pies.
I've been on the mince pies because.
You see, that's discriminatory. How are they showing love to mince pies but not to mulled wine?
I'll tell you what it is. It's because right now, you don't want people getting too drunk on mulled wine. What happens
they
is.
They got work to do.
Yeah, and plus, you know, when you have problems, you've had a bad experience on what drink? and you don't want to touch it again, do you? So if they put mulled wine out too early, we go out on a piss, load of mulled wine claret all over us. Do you know what I mean? Like, we ain't really going to be, you know, in the right place when Christmas time comes.
Yeah, so exactly. They need some workforce to keep the country going, don't they?
Sponge. Just get on the beers first of all, mate. Just line your stomach up from now till about November with just straight beers. Do you know what I mean? Go down the pub, get the local in. Just hammer it, mate. Hammer it. And then you won't really want no beers over Christmas. You'll just want mulled wine. And there'll be plentiful, mate.
Plentiful.
Plentiful of wine.
Joy for everybody. We have 1 minute left.
Are you taking Jesus the piss?
Christ. That's taking the piss.
All right, so one more from Stewing Rice Lip. Fucking hell, Rice Lip, mate. That's a long way away.
Sorry.
Are you taking the piss?
Rice Lip. You don't even look like Rice Lip. The way Rice Lip is spelt is like...
Yeah, that is taking a piss, isn't it?
That's the number one taking the piss of the show. Sorry, continue. In the last 45 like seconds slip. Of the show.
There was no Manchego cheese in the supermarket and I well fancied it on toast for dinner. I know exactly what he's talking about. I was trying to get some Gorgonzola the other day. They didn't have any. Just to get some cheese on toast as well.
Are you taking the piss?
Exactly, mate.
Quick,
Stu,
30 seconds.
I feel you, mate.
Stu,
I feel you.
We feel the pain. We're going to work on all these things.
All right, thank you guys for tweeting and sending in your emails. Do you know what I mean? I've been Dave the Spade.
I've been Sarah Love.
DJ Sarah Love.
Shouts out to Maestro.
Yeah, the other bloke. I don't even know. You know what I mean? We don't really need to talk about
the voice
bloke.
Of Chocolate Velvet. Are there any other names,
mate,
that we want to quickly shout before we go off air in 10 seconds?
You had that geezer on earlier. Logic or something
Logic.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. Check him out. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday, 4 till 6 p.m. We've got special announcements for you as well. But everybody take care. Peace. We love you.
Straight out of Romford, mate.